wanna be the best in the game. Invest in my name. Check no restraints. I'm obsessed with the pain. I ingest, I retain. Assess and I change. Possessed by the thought I'll be free one day from society's restraints. Money, clout, and fame. A disease, a plague. We all love to hate. Have to play the game. Have to make a name. All our insecurities are on display.
This is war with the enemy. Think that it was meant to be.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to another episode of Tactical Awareness. My name's Ash, and I'm joined by my friends Owen and today even Dan for season 2, episode 14. It's Colder Than Carbonite Prep Part 3, the prepping. Dan is back, and we are going to be exploring his army list and prep for Colder Than Carbonite, which I think the prep starts today, 4 days before the event. And it's this weekend. It is the Canadian National Satellite Tournament in Edmonton, Alberta. I'll be flying out west to join these two to play some Infinity N4 at the highest national level we can play it at. So let's jump in, see how everyone's been doing, and get this going. Because there's a quorum now. We have three. Owen and I can't just have no tiebreak. That's the important thing. Is these go off. You can't leave again, Dan, because there's no one to break the tie with me and Owen. So I'm going to side with each
of us. We never come to an end.
No, it just loops forever. We just
even
argue forever.
You both know you're stupid.
We even played four games and went 2-2. So like it's just that's the pattern now. We can't. There's never any consensus or agreement.
That's right.
Without Dan. So you can't leave again, and just break up with your girlfriend, move out, and just perpetually be...
And then just be available in case I feel like having
that's
a conversation.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Nailed it. 10 out of 10. Owen, we're both his Svengali. I love it.
I just want you to be on call in case I'm bored and I want to talk about something.
And you're up on your entire life and be available.
I want to be able to send you messages at 3 o'clock in the morning about old world lists.
That's right.
To be fair, that kind of already happens.
Yeah. I was gonna say that's not actually that, for those of you listening, that's not actually that different from what life is like for him right now, I imagine. Well, hey everybody. I don't know if you realize this, but Dan's back. Yay! We just realized Dan hasn't been back in a red hot minute. It's probably been since before Christmas.
Yeah, I was having such a good time, but I'm back.
You went and visited the Kiwis and had a Kiwi trip, which I'm sure went amazing because they are known for their hospitality. They're naturally hospitable.
I even saw a couple of Kiwis.
I heard that. I heard you guys got to have a good dinner. How was that?
So wait, dinner? What?
Didn't you guys have like a dinner with some of the
Kiwi?
Yeah, you ate a Kiwi. No, didn't you go out and have like a drink or something?
No, I saw the Kiwi bird.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw an actual Kiwi. Oh, that's stupid. I don't care about that. Okay.
They're weird. And we called it the special needs Kiwi because it just like ran around in circles and did nothing for like an hour. And we're just like enraptured by it because it's like, it's a Kiwi. It was like in an enclosure and it was like through glass and it was like a nocturnal environment during the day. Right. Anyways.
But it was a Kiwi and therefore great.
It was a wedding celebration, not a wedding, a wedding celebration because they got married 3 years ago during COVID, but then no one could come.
Right.
So we decided to be like, hey, guess what? Y'all want to travel across the whole world and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to come visit us?
I have an idea.
Also, here's a cool trip you can take. And then we're like, sold. Well, let's go on a trip. And then we had a really good time.
That's amazing. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And I was able to meet up with one of our listeners / Discord members.
Amazing.
We had dinner together.
Who was that?
Out on our last night. So that was really nice. Andy.
They didn't kill you or skin you or
he did not kill me or
kidnap you. Got it.
I did get in his car and he drove me across town.
Dan,
what?
Just saying, man.
My girlfriend was there to say help.
You're the most Amber Alertable of the three of us. I just want you to know that.
look.
The most prone to Amber.
Find out where I live. I never lock my door.
Give him your mailing address.
And you can just come in and hang out.
That's right.
I never have my door locked.
Amazing. You're self-doxing. So I guess that leads us to the topic for tonight, which is Colder Than Carbonite is this weekend. This podcast is going up like the morning after we record it. I'm going to scramble and get it posted. And that way folks can listen to our pre the car ride up there podcast. And hear about what Dan's planning on doing because he's prepared exactly like he's 5% prepared. He's decided a faction, and he's read the names of the. Or actually, no, you're 80% practiced. You've done all but one of the missions.
Is that, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. It was, I was going back and forth and I'm like making like second guesses and I'm like, do I try to like, because I have like a Sun Tzu list, but he's really pricey. But I'm like, what if I drop Sun Tzu for a cheaper guy as or like Sun Tzu Mark II or something, and then bring a second Sujan because Sujans are so fun. What if I had two of them? They can't do objectives, unfortunately. But again, if
are they headquarters troops?
You can't push the button, you know. So
no, the Shen is headquarters troops. The Shen's the guy that can go into the thing and do the job. The Sujans are just basic special troops.
They're just special boys.
They're just fighting. Yeah.
I think a lot of it was just talking about last launch with the white noise zones that's going to be happening.
Oh, did that get an answer?
Well, yeah, didn't you? I was going to say, didn't you? Yeah, yeah. Go right now and check the Facebook post where we asked all of the abuses we've come up with for these
Battlefield conditions cards.
That's right.
The answer is you can't put them inside objective rooms, but you can throw them over top of the objectives. So there you go. So that means on last launch,
go in the doors.
You can go in the doors on the outside. You can also go on the things that allow you to pull buttons.
Oh my god. Well, there's that.
Yep. Oh, there's man, the yep. answer that hope, no one wanted.
I hope the three of us play. I hope we just play each other in the final round so that we don't have to do that to someone that's not expecting.
But there's three of us. We can't all play each other. Right?
Yeah, but you won't remember, Dan. I just need Owen and me to play each other so that we're not doing that to someone that's not suspecting it. And that's gonna suck.
I mean, at least the like five or six people that I have played that are all going to Carbonite are aware of some of this stuff.
Right now, that's 20% of the event. I mean, if you had the three of us, that's almost a third of the event. That's like 33% of the event. So
it's hopefully coming.
There's only like 24 signed up right now if you include the fact that Owen hasn't signed up the last time I looked.
If it's on OTM, I still have not.
Well, that's
surprisingly low numbers compared to last year.
I don't know.
Well, who's to say how many signed up last year beforehand? Did you pay attention to it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, so. They also just announced that there is no Interplanetario this year.
That could also
mean that people aren't going to sign up for this one until next year.
I guess
they didn't give a reason either. They just said we'll make this podcast
about the old world then, I guess.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about 77 Dwarf Rangers.
Maybe.
Anyway, I love how mad you are about that. It's so against the spirit and you hate it. And it feels 25 great.
Are signed up now. I know, I just don't care because I actually don't think it's good. Like, I haven't played any games, so I don't have an opinion. Like, I just don't. I think that, like, the practice of, like, I don't know, of trying to, like, make Death Stars and do stupid things is just one of the reasons why Warhammer died in the first place. So, like, I guess we'll see.
I am building.
If it works.
A fully fluffy army that is just going to be really fun to paint.
And fully 3D printed.
Also,
benefits not the store owner or Games Workshop or anybody.
Look, I bought the rule book, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. From who? From the web?
No, from the friendly local game store.
Okay, there you go. They got their one and done.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Look, you release old casts, I buy the rule book. Everybody wins.
And we're done. 10 out of 10. Nailed it.
I looked at what it would have costed me for what I just printed, and I enjoy the models less, and it would have been around $600.
Tell yourself whatever you want, man. I'm fine with it. I don't care. I'm not here to talk about the old world. I'm here to talk about Cold Event Carbonite. We have 4 days until we need to be playing at an event with 25 people. So far.
But this is my crisis. I'm like very excited to hobby about the old world. I don't even care about playing it so much as hobbying with it.
Yeah, building a panic.
Excuse to I'll actually be able to put it on the table now.
Yeah.
Even if it's just once, kind of like my Age of Sigmar troll army. I was like, I put it on the table once.
And yeah. You get to look at it, like put it down and look at it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the mailbag then and get this back on track. Has anyone done any hobby stuff they want to talk about before we do that?
The old world.
Because I just, Jesus Christ, both of you are fucking train wrecks tonight. This is completely going off the rails.
I actually bought a box on my way home tonight while I picked up the old world rule book. And it is
Sforza. Orcs and Goblins. That's Sforza. Oh, amazing.
Because there's been so many times.
Is he available in ISS?
He's in one of my.
Oh, yeah. Luna is available. Miranda's available. And so is Sforza. Yeah.
I actually have
a fire team. That's the question. Can you do a long order fire team?
Sforza is currently in one of my lists, but I hate, he's actually not Estienne or whatever. He's a Sforza. And I'm like, but I don't have a model. So just remember that. That's not. So I'm like,
but he can harass with bows, pheasants, cranes, Zanyangs, bounty hunters, CSUs, Shens, Sforza, and Miranda.
Currently in my one list, he is with a Zanying and a CSU. No, he's not with a CSU. He is with a CSU, I think.
Well, that's sweet. That's a sweet possibility for a late minute add to your list. What about you, Owen? Do you have any hobbying?
I'm painting up a Shazvasti guy in the same paint scheme as Mapano guys so as to be a fishman, because I can't get my hands on the fishman squad. Libertos. And
yeah,
I really don't want to buy a 4-box of Libertos that only ever can be brought in 3s and also only one in my faction. So that's it.
Maybe you can use them as Helots and as Libertos. You know what I mean? Use them as both.
Which are never in the same faction and also can never get past 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it's very strange, but
I also picked up the Dire Foes Defiant Truth.
Is that the new one?
Which has the Zhuang, Gufang, whatever.
Yeah, Gufang.
Two mad traps.
Mm-hmm.
Gufang's awesome.
Gufang's amazing.
Yeah, because he can also go on my list, maybe. And so I'm like debating fitting him in somewhere. But there's also the Freelance Stringer, which is like the cool chick sitting on some boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I just like put a gun leaning on the box and I can bring him as like a CSU.
Yep.
Which would be sweet. Do either of you need a Leela?
I do actually need a Leela.
Well, you're in luck.
Oh, fantastic. I gave my Leela to
$50. No.
I can buy one off you. How about I just trade you for a Zeta that I gave you?
Look.
How about I just loot you for whatever I feel like?
Okay? Barely anything.
I'm going to make a shopping list of what I would like when I get off that plane. But no, Griefang's great. The if you can link him, that Bursary Light Flamethrower can seriously mess up somebody's day. If they don't dodge that thing, it'll melt damn near anything. It's pretty great. And he's got number 2, which is handy too. Saves some tokens.
He comes off as like Captain Student Debt, where he just goes and does the jobs.
Yeah.
He is also now, with all the mad traps, I now have him up to 6 mad trap models.
Oof.
Getting closer to that 8 mad trap on deployment list.
Just trying to get back to those 012 numbers, trying to pump them back up to the amount of sticky he used to play. Like, I need more sticky in my life.
See, two of them were only 2 of them from 012, and then 4 of them were from Yuzheng.
I know, but it's all the adhesive. It's like you had so much para in that list. It's getting back to that.
Sforza's got the adhesive launcher +1 burst. You know, I'm just going back to sticky.
Sticky's where it's at.
Yeah.
Occasionally sticky works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Look, I can't kill the steel phalanx models, but I can sticky them.
I mean, maybe they're all like Fizz 16. It's hard to stick a lot of them. A lot of them are robust. I finished off my last couple models I needed to paint, so I have my full complete complement of models done now, because unlike you guys, I can't just like pick last minute. I gotta take it all with me. And I also painted up my extra turrets, so I've got 2 turrets painted. I painted my 2 little QAZ creatures, so I painted up the little like 3D prints that someone designed to look like the cover of the ITS document. So it's like a little like anomaly
orb.
You know what I mean? Looks like a little like orb. Yeah. And I got my Warcore and my HVT done in like some slightly different colors. So I am, and my whatchamacallit, my Camille, because per Owen, I have to have a Evo hacker. And so my list 2 has an Evo hacker in it. And that put me at done. It's just pretty exciting. I'm glad I've got everything painted. It's nice to like be done like the night, like not the night before. So my big thing this week is just settling on my lists, printing them out, making sure I've got everything in paper copy, like my open copies and stuff like that for people to take at the event. And that should be it. I'm good to go. I haven't played any more practice games. I just finished all my hobby stuff. But it is nice to be like locked in and done and having actually played the game. so that I'm not like last minute trying to decide what I'm doing. I'm sure I'll have regrets on the car ride, but I will accept that I can do nothing about it. And when I get there, I will immediately lose my first game, take all the pressure off. That's the plan.
You could have played Steel Phalanx and chose not to.
And chose not to, yeah.
Just always
That's okay.
remember
My
that.
the nice thing is my Steel Phalanx army is in your house, so I could just last minute be like, hand that Steel Phalanx
Maybe.
army. My old Steel Phalanx army. My new Steel Phalanx army is here. But I know there's at least an Ajax and a Phoenix, so I should be fine. And a Thrasymedes.
All three of whom are. Well, Ajax is great.
Ajax is great. Ajax is great. Phoenix is great too. I like Phoenix. All right, let's take some questions and see what people have in the mailbag. All right. So the first one is just for Oweb. I think that's Owen. He said, when will you share your Shazvasti secrets? I've been eagerly awaiting your insights in this unique sectorial that plays like no other. Basically, when are we going to do the combined army faction breakdown? I would imagine we do another faction breakdown after, because like once Cold and Carbonite's done, we're kind of like packed up for the season, right? Like we'll play some more games and stuff, but that's it. Like we've done our boot camp, we've trained all winter, we do Carbonite, and then we're just kind of like dissecting stuff. So maybe we'll do some faction breakdowns after Carbonite's over. And it'd be fun to do a combined army one, and you can talk about your Shaz.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I've talked about it a little bit if you've been on the Discord, because I talk about it in the text a lot, and then a few times I've referenced it on the show here, but like the short answer is they ain't what they used to be. They don't play the way you want them, like the way you think you would play Shaz. Is like if someone described it to you as like infiltrating high tech regenerating bug men, and you're like, oh, that sounds really cool, and then you play them and they are not like that.
They lean,
They
well, they lean into all their hitting pieces with like mod stacking. So they lean into like Sphinx and all those
right, but
guys.
they're also worse at all of those things than if you had just played vanilla combine, is kind of where we're at right now. There's
Yeah,
a
never
few
mind.
things. They have a few things that they can do that I really like, but
Put
I'll
out the
save it for when we
fire.
talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you can get Octavia Grimsdaughter here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Nox troopers are underappreciated heroes.
Yeah,
They are
and
up
the
there
nerf
as one
that
of my favorite baseline infantry, if only because the 14-point Nox trooper gets a zapper as his like offhand weapon, which is very scary.
I think they really had the wind taken out of them with Taiga's going up in cost and also the 15 model cap because like
Yeah, the 15
88.
model cap hurt, but the shotgun change is what crippled them, in my opinion.
Active turn dodging, they're still pretty great because they dodge on 16s. They can leap out around corners and then berserk you at 10 inches. But like, you're really tr
Right.
it's not as efficient to trade a 7 or 6 point model as to trade a 5 point model or 4 point model, right?
Right, but also like, okay, so Taigas are really cool, but Taigas are in no way bound to Shazvasti. And so, like, what does Shazvasti have around Taigas that justifies their existence? And the answer is not a whole lot.
No, I think if the Taiga AVA was lower
Or just
vanilla,
not available.
yeah,
Like,
they
if
just
you made
like
it that they only had
give them
Gakis and
two or something like
Praetas,
that. Yeah,
well, they
well,
have Gakis and Praetas. So there's
they
no
do.
reason for them to double down and get a better version, right?
Yeah.
Like, make them do their own thing. Give them this one piece, and it's like, no.
Well,
You get the Glyla.
or give them something like what the Morats have, where they can link the Gakis and Praetas with like a smoke launcher, which is what makes them interesting, right? Because you can have your
Right.
whole group too be like it's like a 28 point core fire team like
Yeah.
with
A
smoke cover,
linkable group
right?
of Taigas would be hilarious.
It'd be so funny. It'd be
Yep. That
great.
would put Nox troopers in the grave, that's for sure.
Or give them something. You know what you do? You don't give them a linkable, you give them a controller. You make them like antipodes.
Regular.
No, you make them like antipodes.
Oh, I was thinking of bare bones.
Yeah, or something like that. Like you may, or not regular, just the, give them something where they have like a coordinated order all the time. You know what I mean? Like the antipodes have
Right.
something like that. Give them like a little tag beast, like brain bug. That would be a cool. Maybe that'll come out in the future, and that'll make them cool. Like an AVA2 Taiga controller, where it's not a fire team and they don't generate their orders, right? It's just attached to that one guy, kind of like Pupniks,
Yeah,
so
or
that it gets
antipodes. Yeah.
around the model cap, and all of a sudden you can have 8 Taigas with like a linchpin model. That'd be amazing. If they had something
yeah,
just...
so if Shazvasti wasn't what it currently is, there'd be some amazing cool stuff.
And that's when we'll share our secrets.
Yeah.
Our secrets are, let's rewrite Shazvasti.
No, there is some stuff that you can do. I'm less confident than if you had just played Vanilla Combined, but there is stuff that they have that Vanilla Combined doesn't, and you can lean into it really hard, and it might work out. And that's kind of it. I'll save it for when we talk about the faction.
Yeah, it's fair. Well, our next question was from Allison. It's for all of us, and we've already answered it, because it's, is there a plan to return to faction guides, and if so, when? They were some of my favorite content and led to interesting, as well as lots of different ways of thinking about the game and various units. So, yeah, no, we're definitely going back to them, and I think it'll be after Carbonite, because the three of us won't be obsessed with, like, this season's ITS, and we'll have, like, a 6-month break, basically, between that and the new ITS. We'll play in some events, but, like, do other things.
Yep.
All right. So then the OMC asks, for everyone, should Sixth Sense be broken up into a couple different skills? How would you break it up? Reminder, it gives you 360 line of fire against attacks when targeted, I should note. Can shoot from engaged state. Ignore surprise attack. Ignore smoke and ARO. No dodge penalties. Ignore stealth. Can dodge from the engaged state. So it those aren't exactly accurate. Like, there's not no dodge penalties. Some dodge penalties are canceled. Like, if you do something to Pandora, you don't ignore that dodge penalty.
Pandora is the only person in the game, yeah, notably, who does that. So, like, yeah. I don't know if you get to go and say, like, it doesn't ignore everything. I'm just here's this one niche.
I actually don't think it allows you to shoot from the engaged state.
You can.
You definitely can.
But the only reactions you can declare when engaged are, like, is that a call out? Because I thought when you're engaged, the only actions you could declare were dodge, CC, and reset. That's a stipulation from engaged. Unless
all the rules point toward you can shoot at a melee, but then there's like the caveat of when you're engaged, you can only declare a certain ARO.
Yeah, exactly. So like you'd be able to like it cancels the no line of fire part of being engaged, but I don't think it cancels the actual like restriction on what your orders can be or what your AROs can be.
Sure. If it's just dodging. Yeah.
Allows user to respond to attacks and only attacks directed them from enemies outside line of fire. For the purpose of drawing line of fire for the attackers, user has 3 skills on the right. And if they're in the engaged state, they can draw line of fire to attackers outside close combat. Interesting. There you go.
Well, that doesn't actually answer.
Oh, that doesn't actually say what you can declare, though, does it?
Right. And that's what confused me of like, I can do that. But like actually looking at them doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it just means that you have line of fire to them, so you would ignore any penalties from out of line of fire shooting.
Like any kind of -3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't allow you to BS, but if the user, well, let's just keep writing.
Troopers in the engaged state can only declare Berserk, CC, Dodge, Idle, Reset. And then any skills that specify they can be used in close combat or in engaged state.
And there you have it.
Yeah, so you can respond to that attack
without
just
pods.
As if you had line of fire to them. It's just with one of the things that it says. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't shoot
troopers
out
with
of the
Sixth Sense.
Combat,
oh, no, wait.
Oh.
Yeah, troopers with Sixth Sense in engaged state may declare dodge from attacks outside their line of fire. Yeah,
yeah, so you can dodge, but you can't shoot back.
You can't shoot back.
I mean, that answers that you can't shoot the one aspect of that question, but that doesn't change the fact that Sixth Sense is
great,
the best individual.
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it also only allows you to ignore stealth if they start the order or end the order inside your control, not if they pass through it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is a true kind of niche thing, but if you have a really fast enemy unit, then
they can dip in and out.
That's definitely how that plays out.
Yeah, like if it's like holding down a corner and you can zip around the corner and get out of it at the end of your move, then you don't have the Sixth Sense or the
which have
canceled.
A few asterisks because you have to declare the skills and then do the movement before knowing what their zone is. So like if I knew my opponent, like I try and be reasonable when you play somebody, but if my opponent was like, okay, I want to move into and then out of your zone of control and I want to go here, would you allow your opponent to attempt that and then upon realizing that they won't get out of your zone of control, take that back after?
Well,
measuring?
So the one thing they can't do is they can't check their zone of control until after they've committed to the move.
Right.
So you can't actually say that part. You can say the intent thing you can say is you can say, I intend to move to here. Then you can check the range to see if you can get to there, and then you can move the model. And then both sides can check their zone of control. So it doesn't.
My brain thinking of the same logic of like line of sight. Like if I moved here and you move the model a little bit to verify, can that guy see me? And then you like look down and you're like, yeah, he can. You're like, oh, never mind, I won't do that.
Yeah.
Most people will let you do that.
That's checking line of fire, because that's open information.
Right.
Zone of control isn't open information except at the start and end of a move. That's the only reason why that's different, right?
Well, yep. Start and end of an order, right?
I believe it's only the
It's arrow window. It's at the end of an arrow. A first short move isn't an order. It's a skill. It's the end of a skill. You don't check at the end of an order. You check at the end of a movement skill.
Yeah.
Because like you wouldn't be able to declare, because you wouldn't be able to declare a hacking attack without being able to check at the end of your first short skill, right? So that's the idea, is that you can check your zone of control then.
But if they didn't move,
then you could move zero and then check your zone of control. You can also declare the hack and then move, but that'd be stupid because it'd be canceled if you didn't make it. So you'd move first and then check.
But I mean, like for arrows.
What do you mean for arrows?
I declare a shoot skill.
Yep.
Well, I guess that's a skill, not an order. But every order has to declare some sort of skill, right? Basically. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of thing you can declare that's not a skill that you can spend an order on?
No. Well.
There's idle.
No. Because you still have to use something else. And idle, I think, is
a short skill.
Actually a short skill.
Yeah. I'm saying that's the
idle,
that's
the is a short move skill.
That's what I mean. It is a short move skill, but it's still the do nothing of those.
I think all orders are skills. Or vice versa.
Correct.
For all intents and purposes,
back to the question, would you unnest these things or just keep them as they are? Or what would you remove? Let's do it that. Which thing would you get rid of?
I feel like Sixth Sense needs to be nerfed slightly for fire teams, so that there's like an option. Because it's like, fire teams, I think the cores are just too strong, or like the Sixth Sense like bonus is too strong. I mean, maybe not, but like if you somehow nerfed it into like a different version of Sixth Sense for like just fire team bonus?
Make it the 5-man bonus, get rid of the mechanical bonus. That's always been my argument. No more mechanical bonus to hit, period, anywhere.
I think you just get rid of Sixth Sense. It's a free handout for link teams, and don't anyone dare try and make the case that being linkable is a value measured in your stat line. So like you could get rid of it from link teams without any cost, and then anyone who has that skill, change it, make them immune to one of the things that it does, like make a new skill.
Rid of Sixth Sense entirely.
Yeah.
So here's the fix that you could do.
Or you bring it right down to it ignores stealth, and that's the only thing that it does.
Well, no, here's what I was going to suggest, Dylan, is that you make it a bracket skill. So you make it Sixth Sense bracket stealth, or Sixth Sense bracket line of fire, or Sixth Sense.
But like 360 visors exist. MSV3 exists. Like the things that Sixth Sense does exist in almost every other aspect of the game in some way, where they
what I'm saying is you make it like total immunity, though. You make it like immunity, where it's just a bracket skill afterwards, and you could pick and choose from those things, and they wouldn't be so powerful.
Right, but I'm saying you don't even need to do that, because if you're like Sixth Sense 360 visor, that's just 360 visor, like the ability to react out in any line of fire, or Sixth Sense surprise attack, and then you're like, oh, but if I have a visor,
but 360 visor isn't the same, because you have to be attacked. Like 360 visor lets you just see. This would be 360 visor. This would be no line of fire. All it means is if you're shot in the back, you can shoot back. It doesn't mean you can see behind you. It would be different.
I'm saying if you gave up your Sixth Sense, which it gave you all of the other immunities, and you got a 360 visor, often that would be acceptable.
And I'm saying, how do you make it more granular so it's not so overwhelmingly powerful?
I'm saying you get rid of it and you use all of the other equipment that exists currently that do each of the different things, and give those guys whatever version of them you want, rather than having this skill that gives you a bunch of abilities that are essentially the skills.
But there's nothing that cancels stealth. There's nothing
that is the only one.
There's nothing that allows you to shoot back out of line of fire if shot that isn't always giving you line of fire 360.
Right.
Like it's a lesser version of that. That's why I'm saying, like, if you want this to be overall less powerful, make it like the immunity skill, where it's just it's a cancellation skill, and then you just say the thing it cancels or adds. I mean,
but it wouldn't be the same as immunity, though, because immunity does the same thing every time, whereas this would be doing wildly, like, if you gave Sixth Sense react out of line of fire and Sixth Sense ignore mods when under fire, like, they're very different. Or ignore stealth. Like, ignore stealth and being able to attack if someone shoots you in the back are, like, there isn't a, like, connection between those two abilities.
But Sixth Sense, no line of fire would just be the same thing. You'd ignore the out of line of fire dodge penalty. You'd be able to shoot back when targeted from out of line of fire. Like, you just make that the same thing, right? The same bracket skill.
You would make the stealth ignore a different bracket skill?
Yep.
But then what does that have to do with Sixth Sense, then?
That your Sixth Sense is that you can tell when someone's sneaking around you.
My point being that immunity is the same thing with all of the immunity types, and the only difference is which items you're immune to. Like, it doesn't change what it does.
It only makes you immune to ammunition types. That's all it does.
Exactly. And it doesn't do anything crazier than that.
Okay, but this isn't that crazy either, because they're all situational if you pick and choose.
I mean, I guess.
So here's what I think. I think Sixth Sense should still exist, but not as a core bonus or whatever. The bonus in the fire team, you can still keep, like, ignore stealth, maybe. So it gives you kind of, like, something. Like, you're all together, like, chirping with each other, and so it's kind of like, I don't know, you have a general sense of what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sixth Sense can still exist in individual characters and individual, because I don't know how common it is, really.
It's pretty common.
It's somewhat common, but it's powerful.
Not on individuals. It's
pretty common.
There's, like, less than 10 in the game.
Doubt it.
Go really? For it.
Go pretty for it? Wrong. Okay. All right. I'm going to
probably
start...
get maybe one per faction.
No. There's way more than that.
Okay.
There's way more than that. Pano's got 5.
With Sixth Sense?
Yeah. Yu Cheng's
got... How many
of them
are the bottom three?
Hang on. Yu Cheng's got 4.
Oh, the War Core. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. How many of these are... ITS CSU is going to be one of them? You're going to count the guy who you
okay,
can't
okay,
use in
okay,
the game?
Okay. So then...
Or you're going to
so
count then, the other
then,
two mercenaries
so
who have
3.
It?
So Pano has 3 then. And...
Pano has 2. It has Agnes and a Black Friar. Okay. And then the War Cores and Octavia are mercenaries. And the ITS Sectet isn't a model you can use.
Cool. Okay. So then Ariadne has, outside of the Sectet and Octavia, they've got 7.
So they're the big ones.
Well, but that
Yu Cheng
also
has 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. And also we're missing, I think it's in a sectorial that doesn't exist in other things. Hack has...
Hack has 2.
Odalisk.
Is that Odalisks? Yeah. And then I'm just saying it's more than 7.
Oh, okay. I said 10 in fairness.
Okay. Well, we're already over 10.
There are 0 in nomads in their base other than the mercenaries.
There's 0.
There's 2 in combined army.
There's 0 in Aelith.
There's 0 in Aelith. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, oh yeah, it's ubiquitous. It's like, okay, there's maybe 1 or 2, and then there's one faction that skews harder in it because they're the faction who doesn't get MSV2. Like, yep, that checks out to me.
It's fine.
Or hacking.
Blue coats have 6 cents. That's cool. Never realized.
Who do?
Blue coats.
Oh yeah. Hey man, they're cops. They're cops, baby.
Oh, you added the War Driver as one of the ones in Ariadne? Okay, sure.
Well, the War Driver doesn't show up anywhere else.
He does in every one of the NA2s and also in
Toa. NA2, all the mercenaries show up in NA2. Agnes Ferreira's got it.
So, I think that goes for my point is that it's not non-existent, but it's not super common.
No, that's fair.
It'd be cool to have a model with Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
and then taking that away from link teams, it makes it so you just can't have that, like, hey, I'm going to put a 5-man team and one guy's going to stand up and he's going to be like just a super good arrow piece. But then again, arrow is weak in the game. So do you want a strong arrow piece like that? Like, it's just kind of, it would be interesting to see if you took Sixth Sense away from any kind of bonus from fire teams
if
and just made
it
as, like, ignore stealth instead.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
It has made it much harder to play vanilla factions because of Sixth Sense and Link teams.
It's made it a lot harder to get in melee, too.
Or use drop troops or sneak up on people. And it doesn't cost anything. They get it for free. It's just benefits of being in their own sub-factions. On top of the benefits of new profiles and more AVA and the other things that come with that, they also just get this ability that negate, like, I was making jokes about it, about the Unknown Ranger with his Varangian squad.
Yeah, we talked about it.
If the Unknown Ranger and Denma walk up and Denma tosses his two smokes and the Unknown Ranger walks into the smoke looking at your MSV2 whatever, I go, okay, what do you want to do? If you shoot me, I shoot back with full BS and a link team bonus. And if you don't shoot me, I can still see you through the smoke because I have MSV1 and I'll shoot you with -3, but I do it for free.
Yeah. You either make me better or don't shoot back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the choice.
And you couldn't do that if you didn't have Sixth Sense. And you can't get Sixth Sense on him other than because of this link team bonus.
I think in N3 he had Sixth Sense. I think they took Sixth Sense away from a ton of people when they gave it to fire teams. Like, as soon as those people went into fire teams, everyone lost Sixth Sense, like, on their own. I'm remembering way more people having Sixth Sense. Yeah, I just remember more people having Sixth Sense than this.
I think you just ran into it a lot. Because, like, the guys who had Sixth Sense... Well, Sixth Sense was also different as well, which is really relevant. Like, the delay your ARO thing is a lot more powerful than what the current state is.
Yep, sure is.
Even though the current state is still probably the most powerful individual skill, now that most of the other ones don't have nested abilities. Like, if martial arts still conveyed stealth, you'd be closer to what Sixth Sense is, but it doesn't. And, like, same with camo and same with these other skills.
Yeah.
But because they don't, and Sixth Sense kind of stands alone as this, like...
I'm curious how many people pay for stealth. Like, inversely.
I actually don't believe in the points thing anymore. So
no, I'm just curious. Oh my god, so many more models have stealth.
Yeah. Well, they have,
like, in Pano, like, and this is not any mercenaries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Pano did skew a bit because the knights all got it because they all had martial arts stealth before. Yeah.
20 of them have stealth in Pano. I'm just curious what, like, nomads have.
I was going to say that the one who I'd actually think would be the most interesting is going to be Yu Qing, because they would have exploded the amount of guys they had.
Probably, with
Imperial Army.
Oh, it, nomads Army. Too. Nomads have tons, like at least 20. Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that, like, all of that getting canceled for free because everything's a fire team.
Like, I'd actually be okay if Sixth Sense only canceled stealth.
Sure.
And, like, if you had a guy who felt like he should be the sort of dude who could react to things shooting him in the back, just give him a 360 visor. Is it a buff? Yeah, a little bit. But it's not against the nerf you got from losing the rest of the other five abilities you got for being Sixth Sense.
I just don't know how... I guess the other part of me is that I don't... Like, this is such an RPG-based... game. I don't know how having three guys standing around you makes you better at sensing a hacker, you know, across the other side of the table walking through a repeater, or a heavy infantry guy walking through a repeater. Like, I don't know how that does that. Like,
why do I shoot less when my opponents shoot at me?
That's what I mean, right? I think all the fire team. I know. I would just get rid of all the fire team bonuses, though. That's my thing. Just, I leave stealth the way it is, make it slightly less, maybe more common, take it from fire teams completely is still my answer. That's my thing.
For Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Sixth Sense.
I think you do away with it because the ability to play vanilla goes up when individual fighty units can actually fight links. Ariadna suffers pretty bad when your Spetsnaz HMG just can't beat another HMG because that guy's in a link and he will ignore all of your buffs.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, watch out, I have marksmanship and surprise attack and camo. And he goes, oh, I'm MSV2. And because I'm in a link, I have also +3 burst, which is the same as your marksmanship. And I also ignore your surprise attack because I do. And you're like,
but you still only see one guy.
Cool.
But I'm still just,
I guess I'll just not be as good as you, random 20 point HMG guy, compared to my 38 point whatever HM. Like, no, just. If you didn't have Sixth Sense, you would still be +3, but at least you'd be surprised, and at least you'd have this going for you. Like, Sixth Sense is the reason why I don't bring the AR. I know you really like him, but, like, I find the targets that he has are so much more limited.
Sure. Yeah, hunt
So
tags.
I don't know.
Just kill tags with them. That's what I do. They
That's
can't be
my
linked.
piece. With his
All
breaker
right.
rifle?
Huh? Sure,
With the
why not?
breaker rifle?
Or pistols? Barrel pistols?
Oh yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Go get them.
Yep.
Go get them, AR.
Always like when my tag can pass an armor save on a four.
I'm sure if it's a Yotam.
No, just that's BTS six.
Oh, just your basic tag. Yeah.
Actually, sorry, yeah, because you're damage 12 on a pistol.
That's
So
what
it's
pistol,
like,
yeah.
oh, two rolls, fours.
BTS 6 is you roll sevens to pass.
I mean, oh, you're also getting that tag out of cover?
I'm in melee
Okay.
with you.
Oh, you're going to melee.
Yeah.
Even better.
I'll just fucking fight you in melee. It's like
Everyone.
I burst two CC-17 in melee with minus six surprise attack.
I mean, flamethrower,
Go
but
for it.
fair enough.
Go for
Leave Sixth Sense how it is and then nerf it for fire teams.
There you go.
Nailed it. All right.
That's
Solved.
the
All right. So we are on now. So I won that conversation for those who keep track, because I
Yeah, one
said
point.
1 point for Ash. So we're on to pimp the list for Dan. Dan's got to d discuss what he's taking. It's all that Imperial service. And you are right now going back and forth between two Sujans and one Sujan.
Well, I haven't made it work yet, so I don't know. But
My positives, but what if three Sujans?
look,
Double Spitfire, hear me out. Double Spitfire, heavy shotgun, and triple total reaction bot.
at
And
that point, I might as
you
well
just
take.
let people run at you and just be like, that's only 230 points.
Look, at that
Yeah,
point, I might
Mind
as well
Wave is just
take
a pretend scenario. You
my
could just
all.
lose Mind Wave.
The
That one, you take that L and then you
Sujans
win the
will be
rest of the
fine.
event.
You'll be fine.
Sujan can't kill a box.
No.
I know. I'm aware.
Nothing can kill the box except for like two things if
Ninjas
attacked
can do
by
it.
assassins.
Your ninjas can do it. Ninjas have DA. Tacbone Ninja. Done.
Ninja
Sorted. Tacbone Ninja.
or Crane Wreck.
use your sob attack.
Tacbone Ninja, as you know, is the most important thing. And then you go,
I
who's an
could just
engineer lieutenant?
I'll just pack it.
Look, I'm getting you to a tight seven orders.
So Ash isn't being helpful. Got it.
I have All right, so
All right.
give us the bare bones. What's your day one? Are you doing, because we agreed on day one, day two. We kind of have different lists for both. We might flex if we feel like it, but the 2 days are so distinctly different that that ends up being kind of like the split. What's your thoughts on that?
I kind of have that. Because it's more, if I, the reason I have the one list with Sun Tzu is to have the Whip 17, so that like I just have not crazy increased odds, but somewhat significant increased odds of being able to go first or second. And some of these missions really, really want you to go second. And so it's not an auto win, but it's like pretty good chances, as long as they don't murder the crap out of you on turn one. But I'm gonna null deploy anyway, so it's fine.
Do you have a ninja in your list?
I do not have a ninja on either of my lists.
I need a
I
ninja.
feel like for Mind Wipe, your only chance is to have a ninja.
Yeah, Tacbone Ninja is only 26 points, and they get you boxes.
But then I have
Yeah.
to have a ninja.
Yes,
Okay.
that's part of that.
You
You're
don't have a
right.
ninja? They didn't come one of the faction boxes? You didn't get like a Kanai and a select ninja or something like that?
You want a ninja? I got six.
No. I mean, I have to have a ninja in my list for like the other missions where I don't think he'll be very
They're
useful.
pretty useful. If
Just
you
bring
take
the
the
killer
killer hacker
hacker.
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Killer hacker one's super useful all the time. You can give it the mind wipe button, although it has to be on the
You,
table at the beginning then, doesn't it?
yeah, if you went first, you could do that. I still wouldn't do it. I would
Probably
have
not.
somebody else go push the button on the first turn, and then second turn, he would reveal and ditch and like blitz the box.
Yeah.
And because he can't be stopped on your infiltration, supplies, he can grab one and go.
He
He's with
can.
13 at least. And
Well, let's look at
then,
my list and
okay,
then decide that we don't
who
want
we
a
have
ninja.
to take out.
All right.
Okay, so to tell us your list first. I'm gonna pull up and add up your list. So you tell us what you
Can you just
got.
post the thing? I
All
don't want to
right.
do that. Post it in the list code.
Put it in the Discord. The patron.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a picture.
No, I want to be able to click and remove. Post the code. It's easy.
Generate.
Come on, Dan.
Do you want? You want it on the phone or
no? Just in the thing. Just in the whatchamacallit.
Okay, because I'm just looking on my PC right now.
Do it.
In the Discord.
I don't even have Discord open. Stalling updates. Well, that's happening. Group one. I mean, the small group is Cien with heavy machine gun and a pulsar, 55 points. A CSU, 11 point specialist operative, and then a 12 point bounty hunter with a submachine gun, acrylic cannon, a flash pulse bot, and an 8 point baggage bot, just because that was filling points. So that's the one group.
I can't follow along. I need the code.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the names well enough to just jump back and forth in this faction.
Posted it in the patrons chat.
In the patron chat, yeah. There we go. Okay. Did it. Nailed it. Perfect.
Done.
You should still read it off, though.
The big group is another Cien, and then the Cien, CSU, and Bounty Hunter are a Harris. And then I have another Cien, Bounty Hunter, CSU. But this time the Cien is my lieutenant, and it has a multi-marksman rifle, 10-bot, firemall, -6. Then I have a Celestial Guard monitor with 3 Quangxi and a Crane Agent hacker. And then everything, so that's a Harris and a Core. And then I have 1 Rogue Quangxi just hanging out. I can run around with suicide things. And then a Sujan with a heavy shotgun.
So it's a tight 15 orders. My one question is, why is the HMG in the small order cat group? If he's like your hitting piece.
Because he doesn't need to move up to do the work with that HMG. The guys who need to do a ton of running need more of the orders. And then also it's the Sujan on the other side, and they don't want to have to compete between the Sujan and the HMG for his order pool.
Correct.
That makes
sense. I used to have it the other way around, actually. And then I played against all game against Owen, and I was like, I wish I had more orders with my heavy machine gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You wish you had your multi-marksman, you mean?
No, with his HMG, because he has to use both of them to do jobs.
Oh, I see.
Because the Sujan went on a terror.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see what you're
but then also, okay. Like, moving up with my core group and kind of taking out, like, you know, being able to move up with a Quangxi group that's in, like, a core and just kind of be able to, like, move up and take over the middle.
Yeah.
And just make it so it's really annoying to move anywhere.
You only get one flash bot. That's why you have the baggage bot. I was like, you could drop that baggage bot down and then give yourself a Spitfire Sujan, but you can't.
Does the Cien, who has the HMG, need to be in a link?
I guess it doesn't need to be, but it's
because nice. You don't really want to ARO with him anyway, right?
Yeah,
he's kind of like late game ARO piece. It depends on what they have.
But like being suppression able to, that way, that's all.
You can suppress, but then like he can get to where he needs to be. He kind of like when he can move up and shoot and drag the CSU specialist along.
Mm-hmm.
Which
so
is
my
nice.
Thought was, what if the what if the motorized bounty hunter, what if the Pangolang turned into a motorized bounty hunter and escorted the Sujan?
That's not a terrible idea,
right?
The only problem is I don't have space because the Quangxi can't move up.
Okay. I made my first thought minor adjustment.
Go for it.
Get rid of everybody who's in group one, except for the Cien.
Go on.
And then add in the Ninja Killer Hacker, re-add the Flashball Spot because I realized afterwards, and then a Warcore Sixth Sense. And then that should still be right. I might have changed something in group two, but I have to double check. That's 2.5299.
Yeah, I think so.
You got the Cien, the Flash Pulse Bot,
Warcore, Ninja Killer Hacker. And then group two is Cien, Sujan, Bounty Hunter.
All right.
Yeah, it'd be 3 and an irregular. You still have 10 and your Impetuses in group two. But you have four with a conversion, five if you buy an order in that group.
See, I think what I would do in that regard, Owen, is I would put the Flashbot and the Ninja in with that fire team and then move the whole Quangxi group over to the Shen.
Yeah, but the Crane isn't going to do anything. Like, you
his job's to smoke the Shen. That's what I mean. His job's to smoke the Shen. And if you fail, you've got two extra orders to do it, and the Shen can still do something. And then you've got...
But he has a Shen in the other group.
So here's the thing, though. If I have a Ninja Killer Hacker, I might just be able to drop the Crane Agent.
And then take the Quangxi.
No, I would keep the Crane Agent just for the extra order on... No, he can't bring them without the monitor. The Crane Agent doesn't matter.
Oh, the Crane Agent. Is he not in that fire team?
He's wild-carded into that fire
team. That's what I thought. He's in a core. Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to be there. That doesn't mean anything against the Celestial Guard who makes the Quangxis stay as a link.
Yeah. And he could be hanging out with...
I would keep him only because if the Ninja fails, the Crane Agent is the only other guy.
But the Crane can also go... Like, the Crane can provide shooting cover for... Because he's a wild card with the Sujan. Like, the two of them can duo around.
Sure. But, like, why not be in the five-man team with the Quangxis?
Because you don't want the Quangxis to move. Like, if the Crane's going to go anywhere, why bother having them move? And also... Because
they need
that?
To clear a path for him, because if the Ninja failed, he's the only guy in the list that can go and break a box on Mind Wipe.
I guess that's true.
And if you need to do B-Pong at all, you're going to want to flood the middle with Quangxis.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at, like, can you take something else with a DA? Like,
I like moving my Quangxi list up.
Yeah,
like,
and I think you should. Pieces? Yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, double chains is great. I'm just looking if anybody else got a DA.
The other advantage is with the Crane Agent... in the core or whatever with the Quangxi, like the Quangxi can step up and possibly invoke an ARO from a hacker. And then because the Crane Agent has stealth, if the hacker doesn't do reset or a hacking program, then the Crane Agent can just do nothing. But I guess you have to activate him as active agent, but like you can kind of just keep walking or kind of, unless they have six sense, of course, but
yeah, you can bait out hackers by moving Quangxi around because they have to choose whether they're going to do their hacking attempt against them.
Yeah, you want to hack or dodge? My dodge is chain rifle. You want to hack? Your choice. Also, if I die, I might explode on you.
Well, he means even if you can't, if the Quangxi can't see him, like if the hacker's prone on a rooftop,
right?
They walk underneath, and then the hacker has to decide whether he's going to hack or not. And the Crane Agent had stealth and thus hasn't revealed, but their only window is right then, so he can stop them from hacking his guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can still do things. And if they declare a hack, then I can just move again or something or get out of the...
Mm-hmm.
So the one I modified there would mean that your Xian for the first turn only has essentially three orders, like two an irregular and then a purchased, because the ninja is going to be hidden. Mm-hmm. And then the following turn is when the ninja uses his own order and then runs away doing either smashing a box, pushing a button, stealing a box, or some combination thereof.
And most likely something's died from the other group and I can always just move the ninja over and then it gets tons of orders to run around and do what he needs to.
Yeah, and you can always put the Shen on suppression. Like, there's nothing stopping you because now he's not in a link that spending that order that he has left over to just suppress. He's real hard to push off.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Mine's slightly different. Mine's group one is the five-man core, four Quangxis and a monitor. Crane Agent and Sujan duoed, and then you got the, because that allows you to like escort, and then I've upgraded, instead of taking the war core, I upgraded the Sujan to have a Spitfire, and then it's Shen HMG by himself in group two with the Killer Hacker Ninja, and then Flashbot and the Harris with the multi-marksman Shen bounty hunter and CSU. So you have a core, a Harris, a duo, and then like three lone operatives.
How many order total?
13.
And it's what, 7 and 4 or 7 and 5?
7 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 and 1, 6 and the other. So you're powering the Sujan the Crane with the Celestial Guard group, and he's tossing smokes everywhere for either side.
And I think I'm just not comfortable with the 7-6 group. Every time I've tried to do that, it's been very disastrous.
And you could actually like 7-5 because the ninja's not going to be revealed. And well, then they knock you down to.
I mean, you can always deploy the ninja as a thing.
If you're they don't first, know where yeah. to.
And you can always flex. You can always put the Sujan, like the Shen or the ninja in one of the groups and have like a fat group still. Like if you don't think if you want the HMG in the other group, throw them in there because you still got, you know, 6 or 5 orders and a fire team of efficiency for the other one.
Okay, but hear me out. I'm really bad at this game. So I need 15 orders to do things because I'm going to screw up.
Possibly. I'm saying this would cause people to not know where to apply their command token if they decide to apply their command token. Does that make sense?
So in this list, if the crane agent dies early, I cannot win. Like I have nothing.
Why?
Yeah. He needs, so you must bring a ninja killer egg. Like,
yeah, I've got it in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying in Dan's list, like in his current state, you cannot do it with just the crane agent. Cause the moment you play against anyone who even knows a little bit about your faction or just asks who has a DA, he's going to die. Like yep. they're going to, I would kill half my army
ninja,
to kill that guy.
That's what I mean. And the ninja keeps, cause that just ends the game right there. Right.
Yeah.
And the ninja keeps that off the table right away. So they can't just auto kill it. Even if it's there as a marker, yeah, right. But it's hidden deployed, then it's super safe.
I would definitely hidden deploy it and then fight, let Quan Chi die, move him
because of hidden deploy, and you know that the ninja hacker can exist, then even
nobody brings sensor.
Not anymore. not because it doesn't come with free orders. It used to. I don't know. I this is like a, but we're just thinking about Mind Wipe right now. Both these could also do supplies because you have guys that can go out and push buttons.
Mind Wipe is the first mission. Therefore, the chances of me facing a scrub are high.
They are. Yes. You'd be fine.
So
assuming it's not a whole shark tank.
It could be. The smaller the group, the greater.
But what if I just play Ash and it's an easy win?
It could be an easy win against me. You're right. just smoke me right away.
There's honestly, let's look at the other missions. Because it's like, I don't know.
Next one's B-Pong.
Well, here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a picture of my list, and then each of you can do the same in the Patreons chat.
Okay.
And we will go mission by mission and argue the benefits of why your list is good for day one.
And I'll do a picture of my list.
So we've talked about Mind Wipe and the argument, at least compared to Dan's original list. He has more shooting power because he has the extra Harris compared to both mine and Ash's, but he risks a lot more because he only has one guy who can reliably do the objective. It is possible for the bounty hunter to roll and be able to do the objective, but you have like a 15% chance.
They get reroll.
You have a slightly higher than 15% chance.
4 rolls.
Yeah, I've never rolled it. I have 2 bounty hunters and 2 diggers in every list, and I've played probably 10 matches and never gotten the ability to do it.
Wait, no DA or
he's explosive. Tried.
Those are both options.
Yeah, 15%.
Right. No,
he wants it so bad, but it doesn't happen.
You get 2. It's basically guaranteed.
Correct. So
now, to be fair, my list also is a big old split.
Oh no, I wasn't posting my own list. I'm posting Dan's version. The modify. Yeah.
Nobody cares about you, Ash.
Assassins is good at everything. That doesn't matter. You'll be fine. If you lose, it's because you're bad, not because of your faction.
All right, fair enough.
Look, a 7 to 10, 15% chance with a reroll, and there's 4 rolls. That's a pretty decent chance, actually.
No, it's not.
It's not great. You don't want to rely on it, but like,
you are relying on it.
No, I got a crane agent. Look, it's my. I'm not going to win in this that mission probably, but possibly.
But you could though. Like the ninja basically guarantees you a box. Like it's wildly more likely that a ninja can get you a destroyed objective, purely on the grounds that in 2 orders he's impossible to stop. And then can hit it.
What's the weird thing on this mission?
There's terrain areas that are mountain and also, what are they called? Suppression zones or whatever.
Saturation zones.
Saturation zone.
So what is
and
the
hey, good of you know what's like, you know what the skill to ninjas have?
Terrain total. Ninjas can do?
They have terrain total.
Get old terrain yes. total. All right, here's the one I came
I'm with. Not convinced.
You don't have to be convinced. Just get good.
You don't have to do it at all. Like, I'm just saying,
take what you like. We yeah. would just suggest these things.
So like,
here's the argument for the ninja.
Killer hacker. Why not just bring him as like? I guess you'd only save like 3 points.
God damn it!
And gosh. Also, killer hackers are decent at other things. And you will want them in.
And surprise attack works for hacking too, right?
Sure does. And he's also infiltrate, which your list had none of. And he's also mim, which your list had none of.
Meh.
Okay. But anyway, the idea being, and Ash's list will do it just as well. If you go second, you basically null deploy. You let your opponent run up. He pushes the buttons. Maybe he slices the pie on one or two of your guys. Your turn. Crane agent or equivalent goes up with his extra order and his link team, pushes and identifies where the box is. End turn. Next turn, like Sujan can fight. You can do whatever you want. Next turn, ninja goes first order. I walk 8 inches towards whatever console. Second order, I walk into melee with it and hit it. Mission maybe complete. It costs 3 orders, but like, you can then break a box. Maybe it's and even if it's not the main box, you still get more points than your opponent and win the game, so long as you then defend your own. All the while having a Xian and a Sujan running around.
I guess it's an auto hit on the box, but he's only Fizz 13 on the box.
Goes to 15.
What's his martial arts? Yeah.
Because martial arts 3.
That only gives you plus 1, doesn't it? Or is it plus
2?
It's plus 1 at level 2 and then plus 1 for each one after that.
Yeah, so at level 3, he's strength 14 now.
Yeah.
And then it is 2, and on a like 40% chance, it's going to be 3 rolls on the box. So odds are it's probably going to take you 2 rolls, like 2 instances of attacks, and then you did it. You win. You win the game.
As long as you've killed his DAs, all of them.
Even if you haven't, just protect your main box. Like, if your ninja can do the job, then you win.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, it's just Saka Ninja.
Surround it with... I've only played this mission once, and it was like a fiasco of us both forgetting how to play the game.
Yeah.
So,
I like mine. It's actually really simple. Once you push the button, it's just which one's the most important one to kill, and then go kill. But I mean, I'm also playing the faction that does this on easy mode, so
yes.
I have a lot to add.
Yes, that's true. What if I play against assassins? I just lose it.
You just lose. Nothing.
you need a ninja because the assassins can't answer the ninja. The ninja can do the job, and the assassins won't be able to stop him from getting there. The Sunduck Butt doesn't do shit when you walk past him as a marker state because he's not going to reveal the Sunduck Butt to try and get you, because then your Xian will fight it. And so you just go, and then you're going to die pushing the button.
My
worker, but you're going to do it.
This is my worker, my brave, brave worker, watching all the buttons with 6 cents. That's the plan.
Yeah. So, like, that's the idea. So, moving on, B-Pong.
B-Pong. Dan,
how do you feel about your list in B-Pong?
I don't think
as written the way you had. B-Pong. Okay, why?
What's going to go sit on a button and not die? That's the question. I don't think you have anything here that can stand up to defend a button.
Maybe the Sujan, but he's only got a shotgun. So he's got a Panda Faust, but...
That's why I like him with the Spitfire. You duo him up with the crane. The crane pushes the button over top of his head, so he's sitting on the other side of it, and then you suppress.
Yeah.
And you got a defendy piece, you got a guy on both buttons, and then you send up the whatever else you want to watch the other one, because it doesn't matter now. And you just defend the crap out of it with Quang Shi's firing chain rifles in every direction. Throwing smokes when you have to.
All right, well, let me introduce you to Carbonite list number 2.
Oh.
You do that one on
this your defendy this one? Mission? Let me see. Is this offense, defense?
This is I don't know if it's any better. It might be much worse.
It might be. but it might be great. So show us.
So it is group one is 10 orders. You got the four Quangxi and a Celestial Guard Monitor. So just like the core of the five of them. And then you got a Sujan only with a heavy shotgun. You got Sun Tzu Mark One with a multi-rifle. And then you got Sforza, a CSU specialist, and a Zhangying Court Observer and a Harris. And then you have a Garuda Fort Observer that can drop in. And then you got an Evil Hacker, and then a Pheasant Imperial Agent with boarding shotgun and mad traps, mine lair, a Dakini multi-sniper, and a Dakini paramedic as a Harris.
This is run the Evo. This is also your last launch, eh?
Correct.
I like Sforza. I do like a Sforza.
So in this list, again, with the higher whip, Hail Mary, I can choose to go second.
I think the actual answer is you always just choose deployment.
And having, they make that
having
choice.
Like thought of it and like played it a bunch. The so long as you have a guy, and I would almost say go the instead of having four Quangxi in the controller, go to three Quangxi in the controller just to give the Garuda a Spitfire instead of a forward observer.
Then he can't push buttons.
Yeah, he can't. You're right. But you kill way better.
You kill hard then.
And all he needs to do on turn one then, if you're playing B-Pong, is kill the button people.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the exclusion zone, they're all going to be in their deployment, and you can guarantee yourself getting nearby.
And walk over and murder anyone that can get a bracelet. Then you win.
That's what the Sujan's for.
Yep, but the Sujan has to walk across the board. And I know he's fast, I get it. But like he's a piece that people are going to see coming, and he has got to fight a more straight up fight than the Garuda could.
Yeah, but if they're all in their deployment and they're not an idiot, then there's going to be a lot of watching for that kind of shit. You know what I mean? And so maybe the Garuda will probably have to face up a lot of stuff still.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If they're good.
But what objective is the Garuda going to do with his drop-in?
Like, he can push, idea that so he... the one thing he could do is he could push the console immediately. He could show up,
no,
push the console.
He has to land. He can't land in the middle. He has to land at the edges and still walk across.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be nearby. He'll be within 8. He's a move away, right?
They're 12 inches apart from the edges.
Garuda's are 6'4", aren't they?
Right. But yeah, that means he's 2 moves to get to the button.
I mean, if he does the once per game, show up on the inside of the exclusion zone.
It's only touching the edges of the exclusion zone.
Yeah.
Right, but that's not inside the middle of it.
That's 8 inches away, right? Or is it
12 inches? 12 inches from the objective. It's 12 inches.
Is the exclusion 12 from the middle?
No, it can't be.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, you're saying on his own deployment side?
Yeah. Just show up with an 8 and then walk over. Like deploy.
You're still just out.
And not in one move. I'm saying you're an order away from being there. Like, it's 2 orders. You 1 to show up, 2 to walk over to it, 3 to push. And that's on their half.
Fair enough. I guess it just takes away all of the power that parachutists and combat jump do for you.
It saves you an order. That's all.
Yeah, I kind of like it as like a... Like, even with a combi rifle, combi rifles are good at killing people in the back arc.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
Most specialists are not super tough anyways.
Then take the Spitfire and kill instead. Don't make them a FO. Take a Spitfire. Go kill.
I don't know. The FO is just like, I don't know. But he's like, but that's also for like last launch. Being able to come in and grab a thing and then kind of come out.
Sure.
Or kill their specialist.
I mean, that's it's the exact same. It's 3 orders to go grab a wrist tag. And they're even further away, right? Because they're within 8. Of the side, right? So they're way further out from the middle.
Last launch is a different animal, but
yeah, it is.
B-Pong. So, I mean, my opinion, there is no good B-Pong list.
What I like, so this is, again, I understand the point of the Spitfire because it's like, yeah, B-Pong, they go in, they dominate the middle, and they're defending the middle. Then the Garuda comes in and starts killing everything from behind. when they think they've got everything. And the Spitfire is much better for that than a combi rifle.
Yeah, it's a mid minus three Spitfire too that can go 6-4, right? So it's a really good scalpel piece.
I mean,
it can land 30 inches away and shoot you on 12s.
Yeah. With a minus six back if it's in cover.
I think the biggest reason I like the Spitfire more than the combi rifle is all those little mooks that you want to go fight are usually armed with rifle equivalents. Mm-hmm. And the Spitfire can shoot them at bad range.
At bad range.
So they go from minus three to minus nine.
Yeah. Well, they go from zero to minus nine, right? If they get you. Minus three if you're counting the MIM. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Counting the MIM and everybody's in good range and we're all in cover, canceled out. They're hitting you on like nines or eights.
This is my same argument for why I think the Tiger Soldier is great. The Tiger Soldier is BS-13, but this guy's the same with faster legs, right? So he gets to get the angles he wants to.
And you can give him marksmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got to be in... I don't have any, like, repeaters.
Oh, fair enough. I guess if you did Ash's idea of doing it by your deployment zone, you could do it, but...
Yeah, you can move up the pang or something like that, or show up,
do But you're going to put marksmanship on your sniper, let's be honest. Yeah. That's who's going to actually get it.
The Daikini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daikini multi-sniper who's in a Harris, like, double-tapping on
triple BS
14s. Well, I'm thinking he's a defensive piece.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Active, yeah, he can, like, scalpel a bit, but...
I find that I'm often null deploying the sniper just because people will deploy things. I mean, I can keep the sniper back, but I kind of keep Sun Tzu and the Sujan back.
Yeah, if there was a way to give him his marksmanship before the game starts, like if you could spend a command token to do that, I would.
Do that every
game. Then he could fight actually against the other snipers that are out there.
Right.
But without it, yeah, he's just worse. He's going to lose against the
not good enough these people to stand up. Him. Yeah. But and the other thing too on. Is okay. the specialist or like the 32 inch thing is you don't shoot past 32.
Yep. Auto fail.
Sniper is not great.
So why not take an HMG instead?
It's one more point.
And also the sniper is useful in all of the other missions.
Sure.
So I get the sniper.
But I think dropping on Quangxi, because I don't need the core bonus. It's nice for the smoke grenade launcher. But I'd still get plus one for like when I'm dropping smoke. But I don't need the smoke as much because I don't have any MSV really.
Well, you definitely want the smoke if only because like
it's for sure.
So valuable, right? Like
yeah. Of course I want the smoke.
But it lets you push that button, stay in that zone. Like there's a bunch of like it just gives you options.
I can be BS-14 shooting smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of 11. Just the old
12. Hey, I'm running BS-10 smoke, so you know, and it's only one shot.
BS-11,
and if it's a group, then it's still two dice. And the smoke, you can shoot it up to how far?
16.
No, you shoot further than that.
I mean, you can, but it's gonna get
at the zeros.
Oh no, 24.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought was it was only 16, but it's like you can shoot up to 24 inches, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm convinced on that what the Garuda is going to be doing mostly is dropping in and killing their backline.
Yeah.
More than trying to push a button in the missions that we have available.
So then my question now is, why are you spending 60 points on Sun Tzu if he's not going to do anything?
I think Sun Tzu is worth bringing because he's going to have a much better shot at turn order, which is super important. He has a perfectly durable stat line to fight off most assassination runs.
Sure.
So he doesn't have to worry about the loss of lieutenant. When the chips go down, this Sun Tzu is a no joke fighter.
Turn three. Yeah. His turn three, when he doesn't care about loss of lieutenant anymore, he gets up and just goes.
Like,
I agree.
Sun Tzu's ability to just walk up into the middle and take the middle and then suppress is not like it is great. I wish he got an extra order. That's the only thing I think Sun Tzu misses out on. He should just get that. Give him that for free.
He does in this season because he has an extra command token, which equates to next order.
Right, but that's not the same.
But it's also
three extra orders.
The other nice part is I don't have any NCO in this faction, and so Shichigo's gives me an extra order, essentially.
Yep, does.
Right. Normally the lieutenant order just sits and does nothing.
Yeah.
I just wish he was lieutenant too. Like, give him the three. Make him as good as Hector.
Make him the greatest leader of all time.
Make
him as good as Sun Tzu.
Like, immunity total is really nice when you're, like, facing, like, the crazy, weird guns and arrow.
Oh, yeah. Arm 4 TI is amazing. And you have mimetism. Yeah.
And no wounding gap.
And a weapon that can fight anything.
Yeah.
Only multi-rifles switches around. Which is a little sad. I mean, nicer if he was 13, but...
Be nicer if he didn't just have a CC weapon for that giant sword of his.
Yeah.
But yeah, the CC-17,
he's vulnerable to CC and hacking.
Some of it, yeah. If you're concerned about hacking, you can always put fairy dust for heavy infantry.
That's true as well.
And then his reset is on a 17, which is also pretty good.
Yeah, he shakes it up pretty
fast. Actually not terrible.
And then if you're worried about CC, the reality is your TI. None of those fancy weapons are going to do anything.
Can't kill you in one go. Yeah, well, you're not immune to crits, but you won't kill you in one go, no matter what.
Yeah, odds are he won't, unless he crits you and you roll bad.
Yeah. Well,
and again, his dog is right there. Like, you have a Sujan that guaranteed is going to be within 8 inches. Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably dying on the way in if they're trying to do that.
Yeah, I like Sun Tzu. I wish he got played more because I think there's more there, but
I go back and forth with him. Sometimes I'm thinking, like, this guy's great. And I'm like, ah, is he? I'm seeing 62 points for what? What? But yeah. I think I'm committing to it. I want to play Sun Tzu.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Do it.
If not just for the novelty of, like, everyone says Sun Tzu's terrible. And
I guess the other thing, too.
I'm going to come last in the tournament and prove them right.
You shoot a smoke grenade in front of the room on Panic Room, and Sun Tzu walks into the room and suppresses. He will be annoying to get rid of.
That's true. And then I can fairy dust them.
And you cover them with your Dakini and you cover them with Sworza, and the Quang Shi just flood up, and you go, okay, kill me.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a 6-2 move, so he's not any kind of slouch. So when he's moving and fighting, he can get around.
It's legit. Yeah.
And so he kind of just like hides in the back a little bit. And if they really commit to killing him, I think. I mean, I do have a Pheasant Imperial Agent as well, who is
Chain
of command.
Yep.
He's not like super great, but he does have some mad traps, and I love mad traps.
He's martial arts. It means
you can play riskier with Sun Tzu, because you do know that ultimately you have a backup. You're not going to just lose if he dies.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll cripple you, but whatever. That's
what happens to a 60-point guy. If you need to double tap a... if you need to double tap a paramedic into him, he'll probably pass.
Yep.
You hit him twice.
The Dakini can go for it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I actually have meds in this list, which is normally not an ISS list.
So yeah, I would just drop one Quang Shi to upgrade the Garuda. And then I think this is perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Yeah. Bipong
and the other two.
Yeah, agreed.
Is there anyone else who's a headquarters?
If you drop two Quang Shis, you can make the Sujan a Spitfire too.
That's too many orders.
I don't know if I would get rid of the two orders. Yeah.
Well, what if you dropped the CSU instead?
Then that destroys.
He loses his Harris.
Sforza, isn't Sun Tzu in the Harris?
No, Sun Tzu can't join any of them.
Yeah, if Sun Tzu could link.
Really?
Yeah, if Sun Tzu could
link, what the fuck? Because
you're just worse than Steel Phalanx. You get what you get, and you'd be glad that you got anything.
So bad.
One time post-COVID, Yuching will get a change, and that won't be today.
Gosh. No, you don't have anything. I was like, just get rid of this special. Oh, but then you're just a duo. Oh, God,
look, all I know is that I'm going to arrow on a 20 over the flashballs, you know?
I think the active turn flashballs to move across the board is perfectly viable, too.
Well, I guess the other option is you could kill that Hera. You could kill the Heras. You could make the Garuda Spitfire, the Sujan a Spitfire, and then just have Sforza and the Zanyang duo.
The amount of work that Zanyang CSU Sforza link has done is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thought is there that you take the Sforza with holo projectors instead, because you have the points for it.
Yeah, but he's also X-Visor, so he's going to be BS-14 in a link in supplies. Sforza is, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And his friend has six.
You guys are the visor. I'm saying you take him as the bar rifle surprise attack one instead of the hull projector.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
That, okay, like, so
the surprise attack is meh.
The Zanyang,
I'll show you what I'm talking about.
The Zanyang is kind of like he's got a breaker combi, which can be useful. And it also six sense. And whip 13 as a specialist with armor mm-hmm. 3 with bio immunity. So it's like not a bad fighting either.
Yeah.
Potentially I could get rid of the Zanyang for something else. Like
I mean, the one I would be dropping is the CSU. I think the Zanyang is infinitely more valuable than that.
Yeah,
CSU
me too.
Is.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you what I did. This is my
if I was going to get rid of one.
But then, like, more Quan Chi. If I get rid of the Zan Ying for another CSU, I get 10 points.
You're one less what? Order overall here. Look at
but this. I think the Zan Ying is too good to drop.
You could just do a duo of Sforza and the Zan Ying, make the Sujan a Spitfire and make the Garuda a Spitfire.
Yeah, that's because you're so under SWC'd right now. That was my thought, was that you
who needs
get force? Some guns. He needs guns, man. He's got no guns.
He's got a Garuda, he's got a multi-sniper, and then he's got a Panzerfaust heavy shotgun guy who moves eight.
They're
all static. Look at
I got multi-sniper.
The Sujan, known for his staticness.
I got power rifle.
But the guy's got a spin to get a boarding shotgun in range. That's all. I'm just saying, give him a Spitfire instead.
Honestly, the amount of times that you can sneak up on people with you just move up the board with climbing plus, you avoid a lot of shit. Then you cautious move past the big thing that they thought was covered. And then you just get in their back line and start shotgunning everything. And the shotgun plus one damage AP, three shots, you're just killing tags. Much more effectively than straight up Spitfiring.
Sure.
This is why I was thinking, if I drop Sun Tzu for a cheap guy, then I can get two Sujans and I bring. But no, I think I want to stick with Sun Tzu.
I would stick with Sun Tzu. I would at least make the Garuda Spitfire, just because I think if you're going to go
that's what I mean. Yeah. So 100%, I'm dropping a Quang Chi for the Garuda being a Spitfire, and then I have 9 and 4. Mm-hmm. Starting off in the group,
because I think that solves the problem that you have, Ash, right now with his other ranged hitting pieces aren't moving, but the Garuda can do that job. Like, he can show up on left, right, back, front, no matter what, guaranteed. And so let him go and be the guy who you can reach out from 24 at a weird angle. And
I guess my question is, if you're going to do that anyway, why not also upgrade the Sujan because you have the points?
Well, because you don't, you keep the CSU so that you have a Harris and you drop one Quan Chi.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He still gets his Harris and he still gets his Sujan.
I'm still 9-5 though. That's all. I'm just saying, it's one less order. And then as opposed to what, 10-5?
I need all my orders because
but it's a Harris, right? Like, he loses the two burst on them. He loses the extra burst inactive on virals and breakers. He loses it. He can shoot a triple tap adhesive launcher at 24 with no mods. 32. That's no joke.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in the game that are gonna go, wait, what?
or even just a viral rifle. You roll more dice.
Not many wrong. Things can survive a viral rifle. Many things will get completely debilitated by an adhesive.
I think I can make this list. I think I have the models to make this list.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think
I like this one for B-Pong. I think the Garuda is worth changing, and that's the only thing I would say.
Yeah, no, it's changed. It's saved. It's changed. Yeah.
Done.
I do see where Ash is coming from with having a Spitfire over the heavy shotgun. Normally, I'd be even more for it. The fact that the max range on B-Pong is 32, and then the other two missions have a giant wall of the middle the objective room,
mm-hmm.
being a shotgun isn't as big a deal. And having a second Harris, I think, is more valuable than gaining an extra Spitfire. And then he still has the Garuda.
Then let's go to supplies.
Yeah.
Hey, look, supplies, you're fine. You got all the things you need. I don't think that anything changes here with supplies. Your Dakini paramedic can go pick up the boxes, open them if you need to.
Well, does he go back to his other list for supplies?
I think I go to my other list for supplies.
Sure.
But then, do I care about the ninja? I guess the ninja
can. He can open a box. He's the same thing. He can go grow a box. Next to it. He starts next to it.
That's a pretty good argument for the ninja on supply then.
100%.
Yep. And then because he's with his little gang with the Xian, you can top of one, just grab box and leave. Because a lot of people are going to reduce the order pool on group two, like Sujan group, because it's very obvious that he's coming for them.
Yeah, because he's the obvious attack piece.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Going to come after you. And people are going to look at the other group and you're going to say, I have a flashbulb spot, an HMG, and a war core. And they're going to go, so there's probably a hidden model there. Maybe they reduce that by 2
points. This guy's 50 points. This guy's 50 points.
And if they do reduce it by 2, you just wait till the next turn. You're not in a hurry. The ninja can just wait. The Xian can take a pot shot and then suppress and be just useful in his own regard. And you continue. Now you have your full 11 order gambit on your Sujan to go berserk.
Yep.
And Xian, obviously. And smoke. And all of the other fun stuff.
I hate when you guys are right about things.
It happens.
It's all right. I rewrote every other Pano player going so far. The people I've been playing on TTS and chatting about, I think both of them are just bringing lists that essentially I wrote, where we changed it up
I
to second
actually
degree.
just recently bought some ninja models as well.
Perfect.
Perfect. So I actually have them. I need to
See?
paint it up quick though.
You got days. You can paint it up. It'll be fine.
But I'll need one less CSU model. So I only have one in each list now.
Just say your CS News, a ninja disguised as a CSU.
Well, I have my CSU as because I just had that box with what's his face?
Oh, that's
Yufeng.
right. Yeah.
So I'm going to use her as, instead of an NCO. I'm going to put a gun leaning on that box, and she's going to get a.
Perfect.
All I
Nailed
have
it.
is a
Ash's
big old
list, I
spin bag.
think, out of the day ones, might be a better list, but I think it'll be much harder to play, and you'd
I
have to be
think
really careful about how
if
you
you want
do
to turn
it.
your brain off, don't take my list.
Yeah, I think that one will be a, like, yeah, it has like the mechanical shenanigans going on in a really efficient way, but you better not screw up. You're
But I'm
gonna
also
have to count your
thinking
stacks every turn, and
I have time
yeah.
for one practice game essentially before, and I haven't played a game.
Or you could
I
hang out
played
on
one
Friday
game,
before you
but
get
that
up.
didn't
Friday.
really count because he just had bad dice into me, and then I had good dice into him, and we
Yeah, I
played
know.
one turn.
Yep.
So
I
it didn't
saw.
really, it kind
Doesn't
of
count.
counted
Got
as in like, oh yeah, this is how these rules work kind of thing, and kind of like getting your brain thinking about Infinity. So it wasn't like useless, but it wasn't like a good practice game. Although if I just dice everybody like that, I'll win the whole thing.
it. Yeah. Roll well is, of course, the ultimate
A
decider.
strategy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, don't
There's.
forget that Sforza has an adhesive launcher.
Oh no, I never do.
And that it's three burst in active turn. Because
Like
that
if someone
is.
brings a big tag against me, 100% Sforza is gonna go, adhesive launcher!
I mean, the big
Snapping it sticky.
tags, they're obvious. It's the guys that aren't obvious because, like, the big tags sometimes pass, but the little people never pass.
No,
Like,
when they pass on fours, they're screwed.
yeah.
But the little people who would pass would just die to a viral rifle.
Yep.
So why not just shoot them with a viral rifle?
Also true.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. There is something to be said about baiting people into trying to repair their dudes over them trying to heal their dudes.
There's also something to be said for just killing them.
Yep.
I mean,
Yep.
it's stuff
You're
like,
never wrong with that instinct.
honestly, I'm thinking it's more like Steel Phalanx. Because, yeah, they do have high fizz. But it's
They
like,
don't have that high fizz. There's
but
like
if,
three of them that have really
but if
exceptional
I hit
fizz.
him
They're
with
like
like a
12 base.
couple,
Yeah.
if I hit him with a couple
13.
adhesive launchers, you know, then it's
Yeah.
like two rolls is like, bleh.
Yeah, especially against things like an Ajax or a Hector or Achilles, who the viral probably won't even down them. Like against a guy who's got one wound and you get like the lucky shot, it's like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm alive. Whereas if you hit him with the adhesive and he fails once and it stops him in his tracks, is pretty
It's
valuable.
pretty great. Yep.
And they're not going to have an engineer. Like they'll probably have Pandora who can shoot gizmos, but gizmos won't
Well,
fix
once they're
that.
stuck too, you can just smoke them so that they can't see you, so they can't try and reset it off while you walk up to them and then just like walk up, intuitive a flame into it, like whatever you have
Well,
to do to like finish
they
them off.
still dodge, right? Because it's a dodge, not a
It's
reset
a dodge
against the
minus
adhesive
six.
one. Yeah,
Right, but
but
they can't dodge. They take all the stack on that too. It's dodge minus nine if they don't have line of sight.
Oh yeah, if they have
I
minus three,
mean,
yeah. They stack all the
thankfully
mods,
they
I'm just
have
saying.
this wonderful skill called Sixth Sense all the time.
If they're in a
But
link,
yeah.
if they're not, yeah, you know. They go
Anyway,
null, they break the
Steel
link. Anyway,
Phalanx
it doesn't
in
matter.
links.
No, I'm saying if they get stuck, they become null because they're immobilized.
They don't become null.
Don't they get immobile? Doesn't immobilize drop you from a link?
No,
No.
isolation does, but
Oh,
immobilized does
isolation
not.
does. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. He just goes, oh no, guys, tell me if they're coming.
I'm gonna try to break out of this. All
Yeah.
right, let's do Panic Room because you never played Panic Room, so let's explain Panic Room to you. You have to confuse deploy, which sucks, which means that anytime you want to be outside your deployment zone, which is only 8 inches, you have to make a fizz check. It replaces all other checks,
There's no exclusion
and
though, right?
no exclusion zone.
No.
But it's well, sorry, the broom is an exclusion zone.
It's worse. It's worse than an exclusion zone.
I feel like I bring the
End of every round, you
Sun
make.
Tzu list for this mission.
Yes. End of
Yes,
every
he's
round, you
the
make a
best.
BTS roll, dash 14. If you're within four of the edge, then eight of the edge, then 12 of the edge. And it ends up with there being a 24 inch square in the middle of the board that's safe. If you're in contact with a heater, you're safe. Other than that, not a heater, it's whatever the tower is.
Same
And then
thing.
it's dominate the
Yeah.
room. and dominate the rooms by round. It's bad news. But the crazy thing is there's going to be four active turrets that hate everyone on the board, and you can put them in the room.
Wait, they hate everyone on the board?
Yep. Yeah, there's no friendly one. They're all enemies.
They're all insane.
Yeah.
And Owen and I just dump them in all the doorways and inside
four
the room.
Of the middle line, right?
Yeah.
Within four of the middle. Yeah. And they can go in the room, which is an exception to the other rule about battlefield conditions, which can't go in the room. Yeah.
Even if they couldn't go in the room, sticking them in the doors would be annoying enough.
Well, no, actually, it was funny because I was talking to one of the guys as a side tangent who we both played this week, practice games. And his case was actually put the 0G zone like 1 centimeter behind the door of the entryway to the room, because you can't end touching it because you won't fit in the doorway.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
if you don't have a terrain ability, you can never go through that door.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's even funnier than putting it on the objective. And it forces them to only use one door or two doors on the far side.
Wait, but, how does that work?
If you touch a terrain feature, like a terrain effect that you don't have, you have to immediately stop. That's the end of your move.
Right.
You have to spend another order to do it while touching that terrain feature. If you put it in such a way that they couldn't place their base while touching it, they could never actually go in. So, like, you know how wide a door is, right? Like an actual door.
Or, like,
door.
You put it inside the objective room.
Right. And then you just do it, like, a hair away from the doorway so they can't fit their base in and still touch it.
But you can't put it inside the doorway in the room now.
Because I specifically asked, can you do this? And they had to make it changed. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. Because I would have caught me out for sure.
And I would have done it 100%.
Every time.
Like,
every
time. 100%. I would have been like, oh, yeah, your door? Because, like, oh, you're going first? Okay. And they put one down in, like, an obnoxious place. And I go, I put it in the room facing you. Good luck, your stupid evil bot.
But both of these rooms are wide doors, right? So anything can go in?
Right. They're wide doors by rules, but the mechanics of the game, they are true line of sight and, like, models.
They don't get any bigger physically.
Yeah,
although
it just allows
using,
anyone to go
if
through.
If they're using the card stock building, which I'm sure a lot of them will be, the standard one that comes with the pack.
No,
two will be wide and two will be narrow.
Yeah, two will be wide and two will be narrow. It'll depend on which way they set it up because we can't move them afterwards.
Oh, no, they actually have custom. There's 3D printing though.
Oh, sweet.
They look like 25 mil kind of doors.
All right,
they're trying to make some like custom ones to look like more like jungly.
They look cool. I don't know if you saw the picture of them. There's like a pink one with like
gates around
it. Here, I'll just share it. It's off the... They've been sharing it in the event page.
Oh, okay. There's an
well,
event
it's the
page?
Event page. Yeah. Anyway,
I
here,
like
it's in the page.
I like the effort a lot that they're trying to include them to look like fit more tables.
So you have your last launch, which is like, it's like a,
like a
it's
gate?
Like a certain kind of airport.
It was like a gate.
And then the other one is like a bio problem outside.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's the safe
yeah.
room. So like, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, but even if the door is narrow, a tag can get through it. Like,
correct.
It counts.
Any size. Any size can go through.
But just like for point of like viewing through it, it's not going to.
It'll be the physical.
And also, you can't end in it, right? Like, oh, it counts as wide. So
can I see through everything in
it.
This? Like, are the just the doors open here? Can I see through?
It's just going to be doors.
Oh, okay.
It'll just be doors.
I was like, this looks obnoxious.
So they clarified that if the terrain is being used in the table, then
sure. It'll be what it'll be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can tune out through. But if it's an objective room, then only the doors.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, just for those of you listening, these are like colored FDM shapes that look like they will immediately break.
Hopefully they will.
Nah, I don't think this will break. That's a pretty solid, like, I don't know. I've printed a lot of FDM stuff. That pink one
saying,
is
pink
pretty
one,
durable.
The floors on that look like they're immediately going to break under the door. Like, there's no top piece, unless there's a
That's
top
true.
Piece that goes on it. Like, it looks like the four corners is just going to snap.
That may be.
I guess we'll see. All right,
panic room.
So panic room. What do you think, Dan? What are you gonna take? List one or list two?
I think the Sun Tzu list. This is where a Spitfire would be nice on the.
I think the Garuda just deploys.
Yeah, I think I was gonna get to that. The Garuda just deploys as normal, so I have a Spitfire that I can buff with the Evo Hacker. I can choose whether I want to use the sniper as an attack piece.
He's so fast too. He can get to the room and suppress, or he can move around. He can also scalp with the turrets need removed because he's great.
Well, I mean, I think you have access to a smoke grenade launcher that can just pepper the turrets and get you into the room for free without killing them.
Which is almost better.
It is better.
Because then they have to fight the turrets, and not me.
Yeah, and you have two dudes who are either named characters or headquarters troops.
Yeah, Sforza can go in and do it, and so can Sensei.
Or sorry, and sorry, so can the one other guy,
Crane, or the pheasant.
The pheasant, or the yeah, the pheasant, because he's got chain of command.
Yeah, he's chain of command.
Wait,
sorry,
wait,
yeah.
What, why do I need those skills for? Wait,
they give you a bonus point each round, so you score 1 point per round for holding the room, plus one if it's a headquarters unit in the room.
Oh.
While you hold it. So that's why you need one of those guys to be in the room every round.
Literally hasn't even read the mission.
Of course he hasn't. That's what I was trying to explain at the beginning.
I was reading the mission today at work, and I got distracted by work. So I only got halfway through.
That's fair. Yeah, but that's why you need that in. Like, luckily, you've just lucked into it. You've, like, tripped into three of them.
All skill, baby. All
Your evil bot will also give you an extra order, so he's worth having there. So your group two Garuda, who will be your hitting piece on turn one, if you need to reach out on something, is there?
I think if he puts one in the door on the way in, you just kill that one.
Yeah,
in your door, you know what I mean. Like, you use that to remove any obstruction for the named characters getting in, or even just the smoke seeing into the room.
Yeah, and then the Sujan just goes for their deployment. Yeah.
There's also the Sujan.
Yeah,
who can just mess up the room
if he needs to clear it. Yeah. Right. But I think he's spending his turn just going like,
I think I'm you save in. Him for the pushback, especially if yeah. you're keeping the boarding shotgun.
I think so.
You save him for like turn two, turn three to retake the room, right? You put Sforza in a top left corner.
In the room? I guess it depends if I go first or second.
I'd smoke Sforza into the room and then watch the other doors. With the
Sforza's
other people.
Whole gang, I think, walks in.
Yeah. And then you use the undercover and smoke and you let the turrets. Yeah, let the turrets hang, like keep you.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then Sujan's a beautiful 54 point chunk of VPs to just storm the room if you have to and be like, I'm here.
But the Sujan also has climbing plus, and so it can run up on the wall
if you need to late game. Sure. I think that like that's your, if you're gonna get to go first, like use him to take it back if you don't go first. If you do get to go first, then run in there and try and grab him afterwards, get him back.
I think you want to go second given the opportunity.
Yeah,
because
of you'll
likely win the role with Sun Tzu. Like,
you don't need to open up the doors.
They're already open. Yeah. And so, like, I think what you do is, if you can, you try and go second. Your multi-sniper is your reserve piece. And you try and find the spot. Like, you can keep him and, like, the Sujan in reserve, because Sun Tzu is going to have some place that he's going to hang out anyway.
Yeah,
and then you can put the multi-sniper down to support the turrets in some way to help make it harder for him. Like, if the multi-sniper dies, yeah, that kind of sucks, but that's not that big a deal because the Garuda is going to be taking over and using all those orders anyway. So
he should be watching the doors, like just have him watching the doors. Yeah, and then
multi-sniper watching whatever the route is.
Your Celestial Guard should be like ready to just dip out, dip back, and on 14s put smoke in the room. That's his whole job. His whole life with the Quangxi is just to like preserve your back line.
It'll be on 11s because he did lose the Quangxi, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. My list didn't lose a Quangxi. Yours did. That's right.
Yeah. But it gained that Sforza.
That'd be on 12 because it's pure, isn't it? Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have the tag, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does. Yeah, so he'll be on 12.
So he'll be on 12s. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, two on 12s. I mean, as long as you've got one in the center of the room, you effectively can walk into it from anywhere.
Because you'll touch it as you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's the way to go.
It has all the elements. It's got the elements to go first and go second. So I think it's a safe bet for Panic Room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then it's the last. It's the launches. You have your Evo Hacker, so you've qualified for one of the things. The question is, how do you kill their... If you're going first, how do you kill their Evo Hacker?
The Garuda.
Garuda is the answer.
Yeah.
Drops, the Garuda, guaranteed. Yeah.
Or the Sujan.
Yeah. They can die for the cause, but they just go kill it. Get the pangling off.
The problem with the Garuda is it's not turn. If I turn one, I run the Evo out.
If you win turn one to get the Evo out, first thing you do at the beginning of the game is move your Garuda to group one.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Oh, I can do
sure.
that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go first. Totally move the Garuda and then smoke the room.
The four or five orders that you get for the pangling, because he's probably going to reduce you down to two, and then you can buy one to get three. Get him out of the room, because three orders will get you out, assuming you don't get killed on the way.
Yeah,
which then you spend all 10 in group one to fight, and then you make sure you save at least.
And you've got
orders.
Five command tokens, so you can afford to do this, right?
Yeah.
Now the problem is if they put terrain in front of the door,
You have to go around it. Yep, it's going to be tricky. But you'll know that when you deploy.
And you'll have the smoke to get you there on either side.
Yeah, and you can go the sideways. The problem is three orders doesn't make it, if I recall, if you have to go through the side door. You don't.
He's got four, though. He's got Pheasant, Dakini, Dakini, Pangolin. He's got
but
four.
If he, right, five if he, smart, five he buys two away.
I'm going to reduce his order by two in the Evo, right?
So he'll have four then. So he'll have two plus one. Oh, he'll have three. Right? Yeah.
If he keeps the Garuda, he still doesn't get the Garuda's order because it's going to drop.
Yeah.
So it'll only be two or three, most likely.
So you just move the Pangolin instead of the Garuda.
That's also a choice. You could also top of one, just move the Pangolin in. Yeah. And then there you go.
Wait, when do they change the order reduction? Is that before or after I decide?
It's after the order pools are created. So you would change before that because you have to generate the orders first.
Yeah. So you do your.
So they
you
would
do,
see.
You do
I
your
have a Harris of these three guys.
No, because it's tactical use. Strategic is before the first turn starts. Then tactical use is.
Right, but tactical is still before the orders are generated. Because it wouldn't work otherwise.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's only available on turn one, though. That's why. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. That's an even better solution.
Just move the Pangolin.
Just move the Pangolin. Because
then you've got 10 orders.
And then the Garuda actually has some orders to go kill stuff.
Yeah.
He's got four. Assuming that they don't just reduce that. But if they do, that's not that. And because you have tons of smoke and you have 10 orders to get your Pangolin in.
Yeah, there's no way.
Nine orders.
All group to one out of the three. There's no way.
Yeah. And if they do, you still. Garuda uses his own order to show up. Garuda uses his first order to kill their Evo. Garuda buys an order to suppress. Like, you could still do that.
And I still have four command tokens. Five command tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy more stuff.
Oh, yeah. Four because you moved him if you moved him. But either way, that's play.
And then.
No, I get to move for free because of Strategos.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Yeah.
Well, then then it just depends on how turn one goes, either going first or going second. But I think the other question is, how do you defend them from doing the same?
Who here is stopping? Like, the Garuda can try and snipe the Evo bots.
The Dakini can try and watch the exit.
So if you got your Pangolin off, you no longer need to have anyone survive. You can be, like, mega aggressive. Everybody's standing, shooting all the time.
He's just trying to bleed orders out. You're just trying to keep him from getting wristbands.
Yeah, don't let anyone make it to the docks. Like, don't let anyone make it to the docks. You just kill them all.
That's it.
Make sure they can't cross.
And watch the wristband deployers.
The only thing is if they have a tag.
He has to get out to get one.
Got to hit him with those adhesive right? launchers.
He can't leave until he's got the sticky thing. And he can't
leave.
If I go
second, what am I doing if I go second?
You're going to lose. You have no answer to stop a Evo from leaving. Nothing.
He could watch it with the sniper. If they don't have smoke, he could watch the leaving thing with the sniper through the door. That's about
if they don't have smoke, it means they're a better shot than that Dakini sniper is.
Maybe, yeah. I'm saying it's his one stand-up arrow piece trying to stop it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's worked, not great, but Sforza can pretend to be a Sien with MSV.
You could also just put Sforza on suppression.
But then
watching the thing.
Yeah, possibly. But so the thing is with is Sforza.
I think you put Sun Tzu on suppression watching the thing.
Sure, that too.
Yeah. Go so, hard.
And this the X Pfizer is what I'm saying. The X Pfizer helps the suppression, right? Because you lose.
But also, this is the mission with the
white noise. Yeah.
The white noise. And so what I can do is Sforza pretends to be a Sien, and then people are like, heh, you can't see me. And they run through, and Sforza's like, bio rifle, bitch.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
Like, he already does that. He always pretends to be a Sien because
people scare people. Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes it gets them killed, but often.
No, that's a cool mind game. That's a smart mind game.
I think the name of the game for you is if you can't stop their escape, you use Savorza's team to get Sun Tzu off the board.
That's true. Yeah. If you can get him a wristband, because all they have to, because he can grab it from someone afterwards, right? As long as they're still on the table, even if they're unconscious, he can pick it off their body.
Yeah. So what you do is you run Sforza's squad.
Dakini paramedic runs over and gets it because he's got the mim.
Dakini's 6'4".
He's 6'4", he's got the mim, and also if he dies, he has to die twice before he gets removed. So that if you need to go walk up and grab it, you can.
Sforza's squad does it. Coordinate order with Sun Tzu to move. They all move up on the button and all roll for the coordinate. Because they can all target the same objective to pull at the same time.
Maybe.
And everyone tries to pull a wristband out.
Actually, I think there's something about that.
Sforza
can't.
Sforza can't. He can't. But two of them can. And then you can coordinate Sun Tzu and Sforza again to take those two buttons from the other two guys. And then you coordinate, like, just do it all. Burn all your command tokens and get Sforza and him off, and you win the game.
It is true. If you get more off, that's the whole game.
That's 4 points.
That's the whole mission.
Yeah. It's specialist too, right? So the more specialists you can get off, it's good too. That's so if you both have an Evo,
it's 2 points for specialists.
Yeah. Oh no! Can you both get specialists, or is it more specialist?
It's killing more. Killing specialists.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Killing is also two.
Oh, it's also two.
Kill, that's why go first, kill the Evos, and get your Evo off is such a huge swing, right? Because you're talking about 8 points if you can do that.
Yep. Yeah. It's an 8 point swing if everything stopped right there. Like that's where you.
If my assassins get to go first, I just win by eight.
It's very likely that he wins right off the top if his assassins go first.
And that's they don't why I whip 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better hope you go second. You did not go second. This is gonna
it's funny because like the only answer you have to him having assassins there is you have to smoke his assassins right away.
Yeah.
Because you can't move the pangolin until the assassins can't see.
Yeah.
And nobody in your actually, you know what? You know what he could do? Sun Tzu could walk up to that assassin and go, "Who are you?"
That's right. Yeah, just start and be like,
"I'm with 14.
I demand answers.
You.
That's right. Yeah. Hello, I demand answers. You don't look like grandma. I know grandma.
Would you let him do it? Would you reveal and shoot Sun Tzu if he walked up and discovered you?
If he, I mean, I would hope that he would. I'd probably try and place myself in such an angle that, like, if you can see me, I'm also shooting the Evo. Does that make sense?
But he just doesn't come from the same side as the Evo. He's 6'2", right? Like he's got a lot of movement.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just wondering if all like you're hidden on a rooftop or something, or you're in a position, whatever. Sun Tzu walks up and says,
"Like the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to go down a level, so I'm going to risk it the first time,
and then the second one he goes discover shoot.
That's right, exactly. And then I dodge or whatever.
You have to reveal at that point. Yeah.
I think you always take the chance. You know what I mean? Try and bluff your way out of it.
Yeah, for the first level, definitely.
I've never not like just like rolled the bones basically on that because if they roll strategy 20, there go
yeah the strategy there I think is I can hold two back and I definitely hold Sun Tzu back, and if you're going first you have to get your guy down and I'll place him right beside you.
You just hold the pangolin back
or like, hold the pangolin back, that's true. Yeah.
Well, there's always gonna be one Fide held back, right?
Yeah.
But I can.
If you're getting first turn, that means that Dan is getting to deploy his guy last.
It's true. Yeah.
So he won't be able to.
Yeah.
He can always be farther away. And like that being said, there is no stopping Fide's really. Like they will make it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Sun Tzu will be like, "I discover you once," and you're like, "That's fine."
So I'm going first. Then the other thing is, there's a McMurrow that comes for the Evo.
Yeah, McMurrow actually does not have a good time running towards Sforza plus Zhang Ying.
No. We take care of that. We're not going to make that happen. We're not going near anything that looks like it could be a Sforza.
And again, he responded like he deployed in reaction to right?
I just have something to say for everyone listening. I'm definitely going to change my list and take Sforza out and put in a Xian. That's what I'm doing.
Nobody's going to listen to this till after the event. It won't matter.
Wait, is this after? I thought you was going to put it before.
I don't know.
He's racing to do it. Well, who knows?
We'll see. It doesn't matter.
Because he's going to give everybody listening something to listen to as they drive up to Edmonton. Yeah, and it's just exactly what Dan is playing and all of his strategy.
That's the plan.
Look, here's the thing. I'll be so bad at rolling and playing, but all the strategies that we've talked about will not happen.
At the very least, the patrons will get it, and they're not going to know because they're all from Ontario, I'm pretty sure, for the most part.
You're going to turn one, double crit, and just win the game right there. Ash is going to be like, "I'm going to get you with my Fide," and your Fide is going to shoot at the Pangolang, who's going to crit his dodge, and then the Fide is going to die. And
I mean, I have a spectacular ability to roll triple ones when you roll a two.
Yeah, it's great.
I almost flipped over my 300-pound gaming table when that happened. It was you know how like very often, well, not very often, like it's very rare that Owen emotes, but the sense of joy that came off of him
that was hilarious.
I've never felt such a serene sense of absolute joy come off my friend than the moment when
Not because I was like, oh, good, because of this, I'm going to win. It was more of a like,
that's right.
The pure schadenfreude of like,
that's right.
look at how distressed he is.
I could feel my soul like leaving my body and entering into him. It was very Dr. Sleep for a second there.
You got a lot of the psychic vampire going on. Exactly.
He fed off my sadness. All right, sweet. Yeah. Well, we've talked about all the missions. Dan, you're as prepared as we can make you. Go play some practice games.
Thanks. I'm too busy this week. I'll get one in maybe.
That's okay. You're going to win the whole thing now just through absolute dumb fuckery. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
You know what's funny is that last Carbonite, I was like debating Starmada and O12, and I was like, oh, 12, hands down. But now I kind of want to play Starmada. And I think it would be very strong. And
I'm very strong.
A ton of fun doing it.
Yeah.
It takes a while to collect, though, 12.
But I'm committed to ISS right now.
I know. We all committed to this one lap, except for Owen, who's just.
Hey, I've committed to one. You know how many lists I have?
That's what I mean. I know, but I mean, I've been committed to this list since the beginning of the ITS. You've been jumping between things like a Jack Russell.
Yeah. Hey, I really wanted to play Ramah Task Force.
U.S. Ariadna.
U.S. Ariadna would be cool too, but I don't like have the motorcycles.
And you also like winning.
That too. No, you know what? I think you could probably do, purely because of the added effects, some really funny stuff with U.S. Ariadna.
Yeah, with the MSV and stuff, yeah.
Like the fact that there's max range limits, so like you're always going to have good fights with your guys. You have zones of exclusion, but you're going to just like, yeah, I have five grunts that are going to infiltrate on you. Good luck, Blast Lodge, motherfucker. Like, that's what you're going to do. Mavericks can link and have MSV. And so you're going to be like BS-13 goes to 16, or at least extra burst. Like, there's fun stuff in there. But ultimately, it's like, you can't win Last Lodge. It's just not doable.
It's not doable. No,
the war driver is like, I'm gonna go, buddy.
That's right. You're not paying me enough for this, but I'm gonna try.
I think my last launch
crazy
list...
part about last launch is it's so polarizing depending on like a few roles, and it's so tough tactically and like so dependent, especially with the zero, like the viz zones, like the white noise zones, on like faction. But it's the deciding game.
It's wild that it's mission standings. 5. Yeah, it's wild that it's mission 5.
It's actually insane.
having a satellite with the, was it 2 out of 3 of the 2 out of 3 missions, new missions, I think.
But the satellite doesn't mean anything with no interplanetary, right?
Not this year, no. I mean, still get a ticket. You still get a ticket. You get a ticket for 2025, they said.
I don't know what the rest of my list would look like, but posting in the patrons chat, if I was playing Last Launch with U.S. Ariadna, 100%, this is my group one.
Okay, you've done it. I know. Yeah, I know. I've played against the version of this fucking dog shit.
Like, this is my group one in Last Launch.
So,
and I
so
go,
everyone knows what I'm looking at. I'm looking at 7 infiltrating grunts with heavy flame. There was 2 tip 2 blackjacks and a 112 FTO. So it's a Harris and 7 infiltrating heavy flamethrowers.
Yeah.
And it's 5.5 SWC.
Operation, I'm not a specialist and you are.
And the rest is just bikes.
And then honestly, whatever group 2 is.
Yeah, just bikes.
The Blackjack Sniper is actually really annoying to deal with.
The T2 is donkulous.
The fact that he has like a you're going to die weapon.
Yeah.
Like he falls into the category of like the other guys who have those like fighting Tusser. He's like, he's not that good. But if you screw up, you're probably dead.
Yeah. If it lands, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
Immediately. And he's got a doctor to give him back rubs if he goes down.
Yeah.
He comes back battle ravaged, but you know, who doesn't?
He's got a doctor because that's what you can bring.
Because that's the cheapest thing that makes us a Harris.
I mean, you know what you could do? You could put Unknown Ranger as the third guy.
I mean, sure, but then you have to move. They're only 4-4. Aren't you 6-2 with Unknown Ranger?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
They've got SMGs. Look, the Unknown Ranger is the only guy who's going to be able to successfully gut off the board. So, like, if he's going to bring any bodyguards, it might as well be the chest mine SMGs.
But I was going to say, I don't think you have the AP. If you take all 7 of those guys, you don't have the SWIC.
That's correct. You have to bring him as the lesser Unknown Ranger.
AP rifle or Mark 12?
Mark 12.
Sure.
You have SMGs against armor.
Yeah, it's true.
Bring the Mark 12.
That's true.
Get the dice. Mark 12.
Get those sweet dice.
Yeah.
That sweet five dice, four dice. No, four dice in our 12. Yeah.
Is it four? It. Yeah, it's four, right?
It's three plus one, yeah.
Three goes to four. Okay.
It's not nothing. It's
gives not you the great. Range. I guess it gives you the range.
It gives you the brawler range, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're covering everything after the T2 snipers. Like, too far for my Mark 12. Switch to T2 sniper rifles.
And, like, the other thing is, too, most of the grunts are going to fail the roll.
Uh-huh.
And be back in I your mean, deployment not anyway.
All of them. They're what? They're Fizz 11.
Eight.
If you do the minus three, yeah.
Which you
and
are.
And you're going to every time.
100%.
So,
yeah.
If so all things go well, most of them will be in your deployment zone.
Three of them will probably get into my opponent's deployment zone. Could it be more than that? Absolutely. Could it be none? Also entirely possible. But like,
dude, you just three find grunts? Them. They're armor four, aren't they?
Three, but shock immune. And yeah, they're going to be in
cover.
And they're
4-2. They're the only
they will thing not left be in the cover because you can't drop in cover.
Rooftops are always cover.
Fine.
Last of the fine. 4-2s. So yeah. Hear me out.
Also, you definitely can be in cover because infiltration is not a drop. So,
infiltration. Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah,
For both of these that's reasons, right. They will that's be chilling right. In cover with their big flamethrowers, and they'll go, where's your evil bot? Oh, yeah, next to that spot. Next to that spot. Next to that spot. Who's the highest whip lieutenant in this faction? I think it's 12. I'm not playing US Air yet. I'm going to stop looking at this now.
So hear me out. Group two is three Mavericks led by the Unknown Ranger.
Oh, there you go. and then you can't have a group of just three Mavericks. It has to be two Mavericks and a motorized.
Ah, damn it.
So okay, you turn so one Maverick
two,
into...
It's the same points. It's the same points.
You do that with two Mavericks.
So it's two Mavericks and a 1-1-2, Unknown Ranger, and Van Zandt. 300 points. You have no lieutenant.
You bring Lieutenant Foxtrot. No, you don't have the Swick.
The Swick. Can't do it.
What percentage of our listeners do you think are like me, where start it's lost like, lieutenant. I know one or two factions, and the rest of it is just gibberish?
Just start lost lieutenant. It's fine.
I mean, you could probably get away with it.
You could definitely get away with it.
No, you can't. You're required to have a lieutenant. They won't let you not.
Can't do it.
I know.
All right.
Stupid. Wait. Did you guys hear about the retreat lists?
Yeah, I did hear about this. I refuse to acknowledge it.
What do you mean?
So basically, the way it works is you bring a list that is sub 75 points because there is no minimum list point requirement for Infinity.
Oh, because you
and it brings exactly the right models to win a scenario. So like, let's say we were playing supplies, right? I bring a 75 point list of Foxtrot Ranger forward observers. So I can bring four of those. How many points is that? One, two, three, four. It's 68 points. It's too much Swick, but whatever. You get the idea. Or no, they're forward observers. I clicked the wrong one. Even better.
Basically, if you get go first, yeah. You start and lost lieutenant, which means your opponent doesn't get a turn. And then horrendous. You go do the objective, and you get a point, and you win.
Yeah. So, like, I could, if you wanted
even
to
even if you can't
guy,
do the objective, you just go grab their, like...
Security team, and you win the game. Yeah.
But so, like, because... Basically, the rules as written are not 20, like not like whatever percentage of your starting force is percentage of your force, and because it's a 300 point list, it's like a weird technicality that's just dumb.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like to even like so. Yeah, the I think the one of the optimal ways would be if I was playing US Ariadne and I wanted to be that guy. And it's like, oh, we've got supplies and mine wipe. And I'm like, okay, my list is four infiltrating forward observer Foxtrots. And then on turn one, they all grab a box and then they all push a button and one of them goes to the supply with my two orders that I'm going to get. And then the game ends and I have gotten more boxes than you, gotten secure HVT, gotten more buttons, gotten secure HVT. And I just win those two scenarios. And there's nothing you can do about it. We could play last launch, and there's an HVT.
Well, there's something you do about it. You can call a judge, and the judge will DQ that guy and kick him out of the event.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's going to happen.
Like, that's the correct answer. If that guy's there, I mean, you'd have to be crazy to allow that. Like, you would immediately poison the well against your own event and any future events.
Yeah, you don't reward that. You just go, nope. Like you'd have to, I mean, does the list get a green check mark? Yes.
It does. Yeah.
But is that actually a valid tactic in the game? No. So
it's all right. All that's needed to be av for Lost Lieutenant is like includes starting force and then it goes away.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like implied already. So it's just kind of a, I thought it was funny that someone was like, technically,
yeah,
we can like all have no fun.
The serious discussion around it of like how it actually would work. And I'm like, stop, stop.
People are just on the internet doing things.
This will never be a thing. And if anyone attempts to make it a thing, you will DQ those people and give max points to their opponent. Will it screw up the event? 100%. Because now that guy got a free 10-0 win. But
oh, I make him keep playing. Well. I just DQ all his results.
No, no, I mean his opponent got a free W.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Or you don't tell him. You don't actually say anything, but when you submit the scores, you just give 10-0 for the other guy. Yeah. And you're like, oh, sorry, no, your score didn't count because you didn't play Infinity.
That's right, yeah.
When he comes, how did I break the rules? Go ahead, go online, make the case that you deserve it.
Yeah, that's right. Petition, I don't care, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather lose being a war chord than let you play in this event.
Yeah. And now everybody knows how to deal with those people.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and then tell everybody what they did, and
yeah, tell everyone how they
what their car looks like,
and what they felt.
A little bell and ring shame.
What color their car is.
Now that said, if you are that guy, here's the list.
Good luck.
Theoretically speaking, if Owen was theoretically to do this, speaking, this is how he'd do it.
If I was going to do it, it would be three Foxtrot forward observers, one Foxtrot lieutenant, and a war corps. It's 74 points. 5-6 orders because you're going to buy and convert, and you can do it. Should you? No, don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. But you could, mathematically speaking.
Yeah, but you could. And there's no actual counterplay.
Except for if you go second, because you have to guarantee to go first.
They have to kill 4 camel markers that are prone on rooftops.
What? Or they just go get the points.
They go do an objective. That's
true. And then they can't win. Like, yeah, fucked.
That's right. That's right.
They just go stop you from doing all the things your bullshit was trying to do.
Now, of course, you handed them a blank list when you went courtesy list, so they have no idea that this is coming when they have to pick.
Yep.
It's all garbage. Ban those people.
All right. Well, good luck to us, Colvin Carbonite 2024. You can catch us for more of this in the future. I'm going to bed. Night, everybody.
Night.